Blog Talk Radio.
Come on today. It's been kind of a heck of a day for me, but I'm one that just trusting and believing and knowing that God is able. I just put all my trust in Him. And I've been so busy, I said, Lord, what are we going to open up with today? Really didn't know what to say. And I tell you guys time and time and time again, the minister of music, it just seems like He knows. Brother D not ready. Brother D wasn't prepared. I'm going to play the song for him, and it's going to give him some insight on something. And here he comes. Well, Lord, hear me when I pray. Lord, hear me. It's a powerful thing to be able to get a prayer through. And contrary to what man may believe, everybody can't get a prayer through. You know what I said, T? Everybody can't get a prayer through. You
all right,
are
man.
Someone on the right road when you can get a prayer through. You know, you'll hear him say sometimes, everybody can't pray for you. Everybody prayers. Some prayers are just left right there. They don't go anywhere. And when you can say, hear me, Lord, while I pray. When you do that, contrary to what you may not believe or might believe, it's a powerful thing to be able to communicate with the Lord Almighty. And, you know, I was sitting here listening to the song, and it crossed my mind just as it was getting ready to end. It's an amazing thing at how we want to pray. We won't read our Bibles. We won't talk to the Lord in no shape, form, or fashion. Oh, but let a little trouble come our way. As soon as a little trouble knock on our door, we find our way to say, Lord, fix it. Lord, I need you. Lord, hear me. We find ways of calling on God when we in need. But when things are going good in our lives and we think we're on the right road, we don't find no reason at all to talk to the Lord. And you done heard me say, you done heard my cousin, Bishop Thompson, say, you done heard my auntie, Sister Miriam, say, you even heard Brother Dog say it. Prayer is a powerful tool. In fact, I'm going to go a little further with it. Do you realize prayer is the best tool you have? The best tool known to man. Brother D, why you say that? I can't build no car with it. I go in my toolbox and I got a 916, or I go in my garage, I can find my hole, I can dig me a hole and plant me some peas or some watermelon seeds, and I can grow some, I can feed myself, I can plant me some. But do you ask, prayer is a better tool than all those combined? See, all those tools that we can think of and that we have in our life today, no matter what tool it might be, whether it be a book to read, whether it be a song to sing, or something to plant, or something to pluck up, no matter what tool we have, it all comes from what? From my Lord and Savior. God gave them all to man. I know he did, because he gave me five senses and told me to use them wisely. See, he gave it all to me. I take my brain that he gave me, and I can come up with things, thoughts and plans, and I make plans to do things, and I draw a blueprint, but it all comes from me having a mind, from me having a brain. But the Lord gave it to me. See, when he diagrammed this old piece of dirt body, he put all these things that he knew. Ain't that good to know that he knew? See, we didn't know. We weren't even of. That's what I'm talking about, being. We weren't even of. But God knew before any man would need. So he put it within. He even put himself in. Now, all you got to do is call him on us. I know he did, because he said, look here. He said, if you do these things, he said, I'll send back. I make this up, brothers and sisters. The Bible says, he said, I must go. He said, but I'm going to send you back something. I'll send you a comforter. See, God loves us just that much. He sent us back something that can sustain us, that can hold us and carry us through our most trying times, our heartaches and pains. We have a Father, and we can go to him in prayer. That's why the song said, hear me while I pray. You ought to thank God right now that he just made the way for you before he even made you. He made the way for you. Before you was even a thought, before he even made your father, known as Adam and Eve, God knew before what he would do, how he would do it, when he was going to do it. It's funny, because today, I believe, is the 29th of April. And do you know God already know what you're going to be doing next year on the 29th of April before this 29th got here, sister and brothers? Oh, he already know. I done talked to you too, Larry. I don't want to put you know. We want to have a beautiful time today in the Lord. And we want to again thank you all for coming to fellowship with us. And we're going to whisper a word of prayer. And after prayer, we're going to bring the speaker. And we already know. We don't have to guess. We already know. That if it's coming from the 66, it's got to be good. Now, I heard James Brown. I get on base with all you all know. I know what I see there. Everybody's eyes light up then. Wait a minute. Oh, we know James Brown was on this side. He was on the other side. But James Brown did a song that says, I don't know. He said, but whatever it is, it's got to be. And when he said that, the crowd just lit up. That's how we are over here. We want to light up for the Lord. We want to get happy for the Lord, because the Bible says, in into his gates with praises and thanksgiving. We want to come in today praising and shouting, telling God, thank you for another Tuesday. one that's been coming since the beginning of creation, and one that we will never see again. Well, tell God, thank you for it. Someone died last night, sister and brother. Someone died this morning. Someone just died right now at the point of this conversation. But God saw fit to let us stay here and roll on a little while longer. And we'll all just be shouting for joy right now because it could have been me. It could have been me. Y'all just said thank you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come before you this evening. Lord, we just want to thank you for blessing us and keep us and allow us to come together once more again and say thank you and to give praise to your word. Father, we pray that just someone today, as they listen, and they will hear and understand and want to receive and accept you as their Lord and Savior. We know you can, Father. We know you will. We know you're standing by. For you said in your word, no, I said at the door and I knock. You said, if any man should let me in, I come in and sup with him. And him with me. And we just thank you right now. We thank you for leaving your word on record for us, that we will be able to see and hear and do thy will. You said in your word, if any man will keep my commandments, we pray, Father, that you will give us the understanding of your commandments right now, that we will be able to keep your word and live by your word daily. For we truly love you, and we know that you are a jealous God. We place no one above you. We say yes to your word and yes to your way right now. So we pray you continue to look upon our brother, Brother Ernie, as he go through his trials and times right now. We understand it is not good, but we know that you are able to do all things but fail. And if it be thy will, not my will, but if it be thy will, we pray that you would touch right now in a mighty, powerful way. We pray that you would touch right now, that they would understand and know that you are God and that you're able. For we know that we read in your word where you let them die and brought them back to life. You gave the blind his sight back. You met a young man that had sitting by the pool for 38 years, and you asked the person, will thou be made whole? I'm just asking you right now, if it be thy will, that you would make us whole right now. In the name of Jesus, we love you. Bless the service today as we prepare to bring the speaker in our own name. Father, these blessings among men, we ask in your darling son Jesus' name. Let every heart say amen. 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 We truly thank God for Jesus. And at this time, brother, we're going to get out of the way and bring you to speak in our own name. My mother's baby sister, Sister Mary. Amen.
Come on. Amen. 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 Father God, right now in the name of your son, Jesus, once again, God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blood, Lord, that you keep us covered with each and every day of our lives. Father God, we thank you for the word that is to go forth on today, Father God. We thank you for the heroes, each and every one that's out to hear the word today. Now, Father, ask you to let me decrease as you increase, Father God. Father God, and I thank you, and I will forever praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, and thank God. Glory be to God. You know, I do honor God and his son, Jesus Christ, and to the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I thank God for this day. And Debo oftentimes says, a day that was not promised to us, and a day we'll never see again. But I thank God for this day. And I started laughing when Dee started talking about Brother Dog and his song. And it didn't dawn on me when Debo was talking that the song also hits the message. Glory be to God. He says, hear me when I pray or while I pray. The song hits the message. And we're talking about the faith in God. We're going to come today from Acts, the 10th chapter. We're going to begin at the first verse, but I'll be skipping here and there. And, you know, to go back just a little bit into the 9th chapter, God had prepared Peter. He was preparing Peter for the conversion of the very first Gentile. Peter, one that did not believe anybody should get the word but the Jews, because the Jews was God's chosen people. Little did Peter know or realize that God, Jesus, picked his 12 disciples, and he taught them for them to get the word out to the world, not just the Jews. But at that time, they didn't know that. They didn't know that they was going to get the word out to the Jews. Now, you know, Peter was one that was very zealous, and he wanted to know. He had no problem asking Jesus anything that he felt like he needed to know, even some things that he didn't need to know, but he asked. And he didn't mind asking. And, you know, Jesus being God knew that Peter was ignorant to some things. So he rebuked him, but then he still taught him. Because of his zealousness, Jesus knew that Peter one day was going to be the leader of the disciples. But at this time, Peter, when Jesus was walking the earth and the disciples with him, Peter was so quick to speak, ask what he wanted to know. And if you notice, Jesus kept Peter very close to him. Wheresoever he went, when he went off, and the other disciples was left behind, he had Peter, James, and John with him always. So he was making preparation in the ninth chapter of Acts for Peter to convert a Gentile, one of God's people. Now, Peter was going by and about in Lydia, healing the sick. He healed a man with the palsy, raising the dead. He raised Tabitha, who had died. Glory be to God. And see, what I love about it, Peter not once told anybody he was doing anything in Peter's name. He knew it was at the name of Jesus. He said in the 40th verse, in the ninth chapter, said this is after he came in and found out Lydia was dead and everybody was weeping, and Tabitha was dead and everybody was weeping and showing the garments that Tabitha had made. But in verse 40, Peter said, but Peter put them all forth. In other words, he put them out because they was crying. And Peter, being truly a child of God, not what like he was when he denied Jesus, but he was, now he had received the Holy Ghost, truly knew what Jesus was showing him. But Peter put them all out and prayed, and he turned to the body and said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. Peter knew that he did this at the name of Jesus, and without Jesus, it could not have been done. Without the faith that he had in God, the faith he had in everything that Jesus had taught him. So he was making preparation because he was in Lydia, and God was preparing him to send him to Joppa. Not far from Lydia. So verse 10 and 1, we're going to begin. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. Now, let me hold it right there for a minute. And I was looking at the centurion, okay? A centurion was a Roman officer in command of 100 men. But a centurion was in the army 10 to 15 years. They worked and they earned the title of centurion. Now, Cornelius sought after God every day of his life. Our Bible tells us that he prayed every day. And I heard Devo saying earlier, some of us don't even try to pray no more. I'm not saying it's easy all the time. Glory be to God. But when it gets hard, you still go to God and talk to him. Tell God about it, and he'll make everything all right. Sometimes we can't pray the way we would like to put. Glory be to God. Sometimes it seems we just can't get the Spirit the way we want to receive it. But it's not going to be easy to us always. Sometimes it's going to be hard. And when it's hard, brothers and sisters, that's when we try harder. That's when we don't give up. That's when we tell Jesus, Lord, I know you hear me. I'm having a rough time, Jesus, but I'm not giving up, Lord. Glory be to God. So this man, the centurion, which was a Gentile, glory be to God, prayed every day. And then, look, God has a way of getting your attention. And see, back in those days when you heard a word from God or something from God himself or angel or even his disciple or one of his disciples or anybody that was coming to tell you about Jesus that was truly saved, people got excited. But nowadays, we don't get excited. We don't want salvation. We don't want to be saved. Because if we want to be saved, brothers and sisters, when we go to church on Sunday, we would go shouting and praising his holy name. Glory be to God. We would be like the people of old, our ancestors, that go in church. They were going to church shouting, hollering and praising Jesus. Glory be to God. And listen, that has not gotten old. Don't you know God is pleased when we praise him? As many times I walk in the church hollering and praising God, and I'm not ashamed. Anybody who want to look at me, let them look on. Because while you look, glory be to God, I'm getting my praise on. I'm letting God know, Lord, I'm going to praise you everywhere I go. For there is joy when you praise in God. Now, it said here that Cornelius, he was a centurion, and he was a devout man. He was a respectable man. Glory be to God. See, he feared God. See, when we fear God, we stay humble so that God will always bless us and we don't get caught up in things that we got no business being caught up in. For if we fear God, we're going to get away from the things we got no business being caught up in. So Cornelius feared God. He honored God. Glory be to God. How many of us honor God? He honored God. He respected God. He was generous in helping people, and he prayed He didn't mind helping anyone. And when it said he was generous in helping, he gave much. You know, some of us can be a millionaire, and when it comes down to helping somebody, we'll get him $10. But Cornelius didn't do that. He gave much, and he prayed to God always. How many of us can say that we pray to God always? Glory be to God. We can't say that. Glory be to God. Someday, today's I go through the day, I'm always going to say something to Jesus throughout the day. I wake up out of my sleep, and I said, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus, because I didn't have to wake up. So we should always pray. What does our Bible tell us? We should pray and not faint. But in this day, in this hour, the people choose to faint and go back rather than pray and by faith go forth. Glory be to God. But now, Cornelius saw in a vision. See, God do peculiar things when he want to get your attention. But we're so hard-hearted that we don't have time for God to get our attention because we already know everything. We have already jumped to God and jumped past God and called ourselves doing what we're going to do. But when God, when we pray, when we have faith, now this Gentile had faith in God. He trusted God. He believed God. He loved God. He prayed day and night to God, and he was not saved yet. But listen. The more we pray, we say that our God put our prayers up on a shelf. But the more we pray, look at the centurion. Been praying for years. He didn't give up. He didn't worry about God not putting him in front of nothing. But he prayed because he trusted the man he had heard about. He trusted God. And he didn't give up. And his work, God saw his work through his faith. The things he did for people was through his faith in God. When you pray to God and get close to him, brothers and sisters, believe it or not, whatsoever you ask him for, even the things that you don't ask, God will give it to you. That's the God that we serve. But now verse 8 says, Cornelius saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. You see how God gets your attention. He saw this in a vision. See, don't think God will stop sending his angels to us, because he have not. He said, and when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms have come up for a memorial before God. How many of us prayed enough for that? How many of us can say we pray every day? Glory be to God. All day long. How many of us can say that? You done prayed so much that your prayers and your work has came up as a memorial to God. How many of us, glory be to God, can say we have prayed without ceasing? We can't say it. Because after we pray a little bit, we're so concerned about the world, we done left God behind and went on our merry old way. But you know, the same thing that God did for Cornelius, he'll do the same for you, brothers and sisters. The same God back then is still the same God that we serve today. He's a God that changed not. We change. We don't hear. But God does not change. Okay. An angel said in verse 5, and now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. Look at God. Only God can give direct instruction like this. This man didn't know Peter. He said he lodged with one Simon of Cana, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to know. That man just did not know what God was fixing to do for him. Glory be to God. And he was obedient to what the angel said to him. He didn't wait a day or two or a week or two or a month or so. He immediately called his best men and sent them to find Peter. Glory be to God. And while he was doing that, look how God worked. Peter on the housetop, hungry, but he up there, he went up there to pray. Glory be to God. God got his ways to do things, brothers and sisters. In verse number 10, it says, and he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. See, sometimes food is not what you need, even though you're hungry. You got to be in a position to receive the word that God has sent for you. And while Peter was there, he fell in a trance and the heavens opened. Okay, and a vessel descended unto him as it had been a great sheet knitted at the four corners and let down to the earth. You know God does some amazing things. Can you imagine that? Now, inside of that sheet or that vessel, there were all different kinds of four-footed beasts of the earth, beasts, creeping things, and fowls of the air. Look, now God preparing Peter for Cornelius. And there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, not so, Lord. For I've never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again, the second time. What God has cleansed, that call ye not common. For this was done a third time before the sheep was taken back up to heaven. For God was letting Peter know. See, the Gentiles was considered a nobody. They was unfit. They was a filthy people. They was a worthless people. They was not fit to walk with the Jews. But look at God. God let Peter know right here, Peter, you're fixing to do something that I know that you think is wrong. But see, we have to understand God didn't just call us, didn't send Jesus just to save me or you or brother Bishop. He sent Jesus to save the whole world. Glory be to God. So he wanted Peter to know, I didn't come just to save the Jews. Now, yes, the Jews is God's chosen people, but God didn't come just to save the Jews. Jesus came to save every single one of us that's willing to give up our sins, to repent and be baptized with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And we also got to be water baptized. Jesus being Jesus and God over all, he was water baptized. He was the Holy Ghost, but he was water baptized. And you hear some people say, well, I don't feel like I should be baptized. If Jesus was baptized, who do you think you are? Jesus did things for an example for us. It's not that he had to be baptized. It was God already. But he was showing us the way to the kingdom of God. He was giving us footprints on how to make it into the kingdom. So he wanted Peter to understand, if I say they are clean, then who are you to say they're unclean? But he used the beast so that Peter would understand. And because we know in the Bible, in the beginning of the Bible, there was beast that was clean and there was beast that was unclean. And Peter said, I have never put anything unclean in my mouth. Peter didn't understand at that point that he was not talking about eating food. He was talking about salvation, because salvation was coming to Cornelius, because he was such a godly man. He had the respect of the Jews. Glory be to God. And he was an unclean Gentile, the way the Jews considered the Gentile. But this man had the respect of the Jews. The Jews did not look down on him. But that respect came because he prayed to God every day. He walked up right before God. He had faith in God, and he helped God's people. Not just a little bit, but a lot. How many of us can say we go about helping people that we see need help? Even you see the millionaires, and they have these charities and that charity, and they don't even bother to help somebody on the street that actually needs the help. God is no respecter person. Yes, the charities need help, but there's also somebody right there on your doorstep that need help as well. And we choose to turn our back on them. Now look, God didn't even give Peter some time to think while he was sitting up there diving, trying to figure out, Lord, what in the world, what was this? The men came asking for Peter. And God told Peter in verse 20, he said, arise, therefore, get thee down and go within, doubting nothing, for I have sent them, I have sent them. Look at God. And listen, when God tell you to do something, you do it just as he said. Peter went down there with no doubt in his mind, because God say, I have sent them. Glory be to God. When Peter got down, they told him about Cornelius. And look how they described Cornelius in verse 22. And they said, Cornelius, the centurion, a just man, and one that fears God, and of good report among all the nations of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear word of thee. Glory be to God. Now, we're going to skip a little bit further. Glory be to God. Peter put the men up and they got rest and they went out, took off the next day going to see Cornelius. Glory be to God. Now, you know, Peter had to have felt some kind of way because he was used to preaching to the Jews, telling them about Jesus. But, you know, he didn't have anything to do with the Gentiles because they were the unclean, worthless people. They was not a pure blood like the Jews were. So they counted them as nothing and nobody like the Gentiles. They was nothing like the Samaritans. They was nothing. They was not pure blood. So therefore, that even Peter being a disciple and should have known better, he yet still had to learn. So this let us know, no matter how long we be saved, we still going through a learning process. And when things come up, rather than knowing everything that you don't know, we need to shut up and hear so that we can learn. And the more we learn, the more we would know what to do, how to treat God's people. Glory be to God. So when Peter, glory be to God, heard what the men that Cornelius said to him had to say and how an angel came to him and told him to send and get Peter, but he would know what to say to him. In verse 34, Peter said, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. See, God don't have no respecter of persons. But though God don't love you, and don't love Brother D. God love you. He loved me. And even the man on the street, the drunk, you see him walking and falling down every two or three steps. Brothers and sisters, as long as breath is in that man's body, he has a chance to be saved. And even today, God has to show some people it is his will that they teach his children not walk away because the brother lives on the street. God wants you to still tell that brother about him. He wants you to still tell that brother about him. Glory be to God. God don't want you to turn up your nose at no man. You got some of these big shot preachers. You cannot sit in the front pews of their church if you're not rich. What if Jesus had did them that way? Glory be to God. So we got to recognize, if God has no respect of person, God don't want us to have respect of person. God don't want us to love one and hate the other. God don't want us to receive Brother Dog in your house because he got a little money, he got on fine clothes. And then, glory be to God, they can come through with raggedy clothes, then you got nothing to say to him. You're not looking at the fact he might be he's a man of God. You're looking at the fact that he ain't dressed like we dressed here. But God never look at the clothes. And if God looks at all of our hearts, glory be to God, before we got saved, we would all be dead and in hell. So that's proof right there that God has no respect to persons. And he don't only hear the prayers of the Jews, he hears the prayers of the Gentiles. He hears the prayers of the Samaritans. He hears all of our prayers when we pray to him honestly. All the time we're not honest in our praying with God. So Peter said, and I'm reading that verse again, then Peter opened his mouth and said, off of truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Glory be to God. Now glory be to God. See, it was Cornelius' time. So let's go down to verse 38. And God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. But God was with him. Jesus did not worry if they was a Jew or not. Everybody that came to Jesus, they were healed. Jesus never told anyone, I'm not going to heal you because you're not a Jew. Jesus looked at every one of us as his children. We are children of God. Excuse me. And he came to redeem us to his Father. And Peter said, and we are witness of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hung on the tree. Now, Peter did not mind letting them know what they did to Jesus, the very one that he came to save, which is all nations. To him, God raised up the third day and showed him openly. Now look at this. See, God got his people that he have special things for. Not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God. Even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. That is Peter testifying of Jesus, letting them know who Jesus was and how they walked with him. And how they know, he knows that Jesus rose from the dead on that third day. Said to him, give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin. Now, this is the part that I like. And while Peter, yes, spake of these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed was astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. And said, they, brothers and sisters, we walk and we run and we cry and we beg and we plead people, hallelujah, to hear the word of the Lord and change your ways, repent of your sins, and receive the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Just by Peter speaking, telling them about Jesus, hallelujah, they believed and they received the Holy Ghost. We tell you about Jesus every day and you say you believe, but you do not receive the Holy Ghost. Where is your faith? Glory be to God. When we pray, brothers and sisters, and we pray and we pray and we pray, at God's set time, glory be to God. Our prayers come before him, and he send down blessings. Look at the blessing Cornelius and everybody in his household received. The gift of the Holy Ghost. You couldn't get a better blessing than that. Money It's going to get old, wrinkle, and disintegrate eventually. But the Holy Ghost never get old, never disintegrate, and will never leave you if you choose to walk upright. We can always walk freshly in the Holy Ghost. So let us pray day and night without ceasing. Let us trust God in everything. Don't turn away. I don't care how rough it gets. When I tell people that, they look at me like I'm crazy. I don't care how rough it gets, and you don't even see your way. Believe me when I tell you, God already knows how you're going to make it. And at this time, I'm going to turn the service back into the hands of Brother D, and I ask each and every one of you to pray my strength in the Lord. Back into your hands, Devo. Glory be to God. Right now, I guess Devo don't hear me yet. So, Bishop, if you're there, I'm going to give you a word. And maybe by that time, Devo will be back and we can turn the service back to him.
Bishop is not here. Bishop fell off. Bishop is not here. Just continue to go on until you can close out if you want to, Sister Mary.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm just going to give my announcement. Be back with us again on tomorrow night. Same time, same station for time for reflection. And as always, God has a word for you. And be back with us again next Tuesday night for Brother D and his Gospel Hour. Same time, same station. And we just thank God for each and every one that came out on today. So at this time, I'm going to turn the service back into the hands of... Who is that talking?
Who is this man? You keep on stopping yourself. You keep stopping yourself.
Okay, no, I keep hearing somebody saying something. At this time, Brother D, are you back?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, good. I'm going to turn the service back into your hands, Brother D.
Amen. As always, we want to give honor to God again. Heavenly Lord, thank you for the food that we have been fed today. Bishop sent me a text to let us know that he was truly enjoying the service. He's at work, but he was truly enjoying what he was privileged to hear. And again, we should tell God, thank you for the message. You know, the Bible says that the word is food, and we should digest it daily. In other words, what God is telling man to do, sisters and brothers, is pick up your Bible. And if you don't read but one verse, try to read one verse Monday, two
All
verses
right, man.
Tuesday. Try to make it three. If you do that, you will start getting in tune with God.
Yeah.
You get a better understanding of what the Lord is trying to tell you. And, you know, we all say that, but I like to take that T-R-Y by that. See, because my God, I don't know about someone else's God, but the God that I serve, he don't try to do nothing. Bertie, what you mean? Well, he said, let there be. And it was.
All right,
if
man.
I was just into existence. So if the God that I said can speak and say, let there be, and it be, he don't have to try anything. God is trying to tell you something. God is telling you something. You're just not trying to hear it right now.
Amen.
We have to support ourselves today. And I tell you guys all the time, I want you to be glad to see us come and then glad to see us leave. But we are so glad. You know, we're so glad that we're able, through the grace of God, not myself, not Bishop, not Auntie, not even Brother Eric, sometime when he able to come over. It's not us. It's that the Lord feeds you through his vessel. We're just a vessel that the Lord is using. And I can promise you this, he wants to use you too. I know he will. He'll take a nothing and turn it into a something. Brody, why you think? He said, well, before the soul, before Satan had more souls than me, he said, I'll turn rocks into souls.
All right,
and
man.
I'm not talking about how to see it, how easy to pick up that little yellowish and orange looking rock, and we call it a curly rock back then. In our mind, we would throw it, and just in our mind, we saw it curving and coming back. I'm not talking about that rock. I'm talking about that soul that you walk around here every day being hard-hearted and contrary to the word of God. God will turn you into a deacon, a preacher, a minister, an evangelist.
All right.
You may be just like Brody, someone that just can't help yourself, just love discussing the word of God. God will change, and not only will he change you, he want to do it for you. All you got to do is align yourself with God.
All right, now.
See, there are other gods. What you mean? Those that got race cards, and we love our race cards more than we love the word, that's your God. You can make your children be your God. You can make your car be your God. I know a young man who washed his car every day of the week. It was his God. Oh, but the God I serve, the God that Sister Marion just finished teaching and preaching to you about, it's a spiritual thing. The Bible says he's a spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and in truth. You got to worship God. I tell you all the time, God works from the inside out. He's not concerned from the outside, because from the outside, if you truly believe in the word of God, then you know you nothing but some dirt. Because the Bible says he kneeled down, and he formed man out of dirt, and he blew the breath of life in him. Oh, you ought to tell God thank you today. We truly thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We're so glad that you all came to fellowship with me. At this time, we're going to let Monty give her announcements.
Y'all
I wasn't
around.
Okay, without me, the brother,
you wasn't around. You gave her announcements.
I had to catch a call from the job. You know, I'm still at work here. I want to invite you all to my Thursday service. You know, we have a service Monday and Thursday called God's Plan. As you like, Brother D, you'll tune in tomorrow. And I can tell you right now, I won't get enough. I can't get enough of God's word. So if you tune in Thursday at the same appointed time, you'll get a chance to hear two powerful young men out of Texas give God's word. And with that being said, we want to tell you again, thank you. And at this time, we're going to turn it over to Brother Dog. Brother Dog, slow as you up, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Get tomorrow a time for reflection with Sister Matt.
Amen.
And that being said, that concludes our ceremony for today. Sister American, we'll see you tomorrow and go do something about that coffee you got there. You better get you some money or something. All right.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow.
I only see
you, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Y'all have a good evening.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
God bless. All right. And that concludes our ceremony for today. But, you know, I'm going to play me a song because I want to hear this song. Brother D going back and forward. He had work all the time with that old raggedy phone he got. Telling me he's going to get him a new phone. He ain't got him a new phone yet. But, anyway, I'm going to play this song for y'all because I love this song. It's a nice soothing song. We play it before. Of course, you know, we do repetition stuff around it because there ain't been so many songs and so many things you can do. So here we go, y'all. This is for y'all. All right. That was Mr. Al Green there, Amazing Grace. Sound pretty good. I kind of like the way he sang that thing. I kind of like it. All right, guys, we here today. We got a we got about six more lines to go. We got almost a full show. So I really, if y'all got anything you want to bring up or something you want to talk about, hit the one button right now. I'm wide open today. We call it Free Fall Tuesday. Call it Free Fall Tuesday. Brother D been smoking dope or drinking one. He talking about the day was the 29th. But Brother D the day the 30th, Brother D. But Brother D talking about the day the 29th. But, you know, we excuse Brother D. You know, he be drinking sometime. The day the 30th, though, it's the last day of the month, April. We be going to April, May. Going into May, starting tomorrow. So we're going to be doing what we do. Anybody got anything they want to bring up? And I just realized, man, I thought we had problems down in the dirty south, man. I was over there listening to some of the stuff on the DMV side. Lord have mercy, they got a ship storm over there. They don't have nobody that really put a rein on it and pull it to a halt. And they be over there. I thought we talk over each other. They be over there talking over each other. Don't nobody listen to shit. They just talk over each other. What's up, kid? How you doing, kid, man? You always.
What's going on with the dog?
Man,
what's
I can't
happening?
Call it, man. I can't call it,
brother. Hey, man.
That's another. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What happened to your buddy last night?
Who that? LeBron?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing happened to him. They just got the ass whooped. They just got the ass whooped a day later than they supposed to. That's all. Ain't no big deal. Ain't nobody expecting
him. Okay.
I mean, you know, ain't nobody expecting him to be Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Brother D hitting the one, but I don't want to talk to him. He just got his show. I'm not listening. I don't want you on my show. No, what you want, Brother D? What you want? You couldn't say no. So what you want?
I got a call this morning real early from a young man called Terrio Jordan. I can't for the life of me understand why they feel like LeBron is supposed to win this thing by himself. Well, Michael Jordan couldn't do it. Jabbar couldn't do it. Shaq couldn't do it.
Nobody
couldn't do it. Bill Russell didn't do it. That's not what, you know, I read an article last week where Kevin Garnett said, man, we're not worried about LeBron James. He can't beat all five of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we tend to forget that Michael Jordan didn't win a doggone thing until he got plenty of help. But they want to call him the greatest.
You better watch out. You don't win now. Oh, I forgot you from Chicago,
I don't
too.
I'm talking to all of them. Me and my brother be arguing about this every day. You know, the greatest of ball players can't win. Matter of fact, let's get away from basketball. Let's go to baseball. As many home runs as Barry Bonds, shit, he didn't win one game by himself.
Uh-uh. Sure in the hell
I
didn't.
I can't understand. This man's supposed to do all this by himself. I got a call this morning saying he was his
and he old, man. Damn near 40 years old, too, and still doing it just as good as them kids.
The man's 39 years old, dog, and he's in the top five best ball players in the league right now, the top five. His name is up there. When LeBron James retires, his name going to be solidified with probably 60 to 80% of every record in the NBA. And you want to hear something crazy? Young man called me this morning and told me it was LeBron James' fault that they missed so many free throws. Not that he missed them, but the Lakers missed so many. How in the world is that LeBron James' fault? Can you believe that?
All right.
We don't want to
talk to you no more for a minute. Me and Kid talking now. You already did your sermon earlier. We don't want to talk to you. Kid, what else you got? Because Brother D over there, he telling the truth, though. And Brother D, the day the 30th, not the 29th, bro. The day the 30th, bro.
That's right.
April the 29th. I'm saying, this man, he's drunk again. He's been smoking that shit again. Oh, Jesus. All right, D, I'm going to close you back up. You sounding good, but I don't want to talk to you right now. Come on, kid, because Brother D over there, he got too many facts.
Oh, man.
What else you got, kid? Is you
no,
going to brag
talking,
on me about LeBron James?
He talking some good shit. Sports is a team effort.
Telling the truth, man.
Ain't no one motherfucker got them and won no championship by himself.
Uh-oh. Here comes Pai Joe. What do he want with his drunk ass? Pai Joe, what you got, Pai Joe? You TikTok-ing ass, Pai Joe.
Hey, I'm gonna change the subject. Like, what the hell the Cowboys doing? They saying about Zeke back, Zeke Elliott.
Well, ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with that. They brought him back for 1 year. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Because you know, I mean, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. Bring him back for 1 year, he might be productive because they get them long-term things. They just sit there and say they ain't got to do shit. Watch how good he play this. Watch how good he play. Watch how good he play in 1 year contract.
He back with the Cowboys, Padio?
Come on, kid.
Yeah, that was
kid, where you live under a rock, kid?
No,
I hadn't heard. He back. They signed him for 1 year for $3 million. Now, watch this here. I'm telling y'all first.
Oh, okay.
Watch how good he play. Watch how good he play, kid.
Mm-hmm.
See, what happened is, once we get an abundance of stuff, just like they was if y'all listen to the prayer show, just like they said, we don't never call on God, don't never ask for no prayer until we get our ass out there in that quicksand. Once we get out of that quicksand, we always want to call on God and Jesus. Watch and see with that 1 year contract how good that faggot play. Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Watch and see how good he play. Because you know why? He know he got that 1 year to prove himself. And if he still want to play football, he's going to do good so they can sign him for another couple of years. Watch this, what I tell you. You notice every bad motherfucker that's in every sport, every time they put them on them big, long-ass contracts, they don't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do shit. Because they we got it now, fuck them, we got it. They ain't on it no more.
Yeah.
But you put them motherfuckers at the end of the rope, put that hook in their mouth, and watch
mm-hmm.
them. And watch
them. Yeah, you're right, bro. You're right. That's why you ain't got that mentality like Kobe or Michael Jordan or LeBron. You ain't got that mentality.
Uh-huh.
You stop putting out effort. Yeah. You get that money. You get complacent.
If y'all don't keep talking and keep it going, I'll bring Brother D back because you know Brother D, he can talk for 2 hours. I'll bring Brother D back on it. If y'all don't keep talking, I'll bring Brother D back on it and make him talk for two hours. He's trying to get back on it.
I got another question for you, dog. What's up with this rumor about Ricky Stanbro has something to do with the lights going out of steel?
Why they come out? Because they said start the business so tough or so fast or something like that?
No, because he didn't want to face Jesse James or something like that. So Ricky had something to do with the lights going out.
Well, to be honest with you, it wasn't no guarantee he was going to face Jesse James. Jesse James had to beat his man, and Ricky Stanbro had to beat his man before they made the finals. So it was no guarantee they both was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm glad you brought that. Hold on. Before, let me see what the hell Brother D want to talk. I can't disrespect him like that. D, what you want to talk? I keep telling you we don't want you on it. What you want, D? Hold on a minute. What you want, Brother D? We don't want you on here right now.
I was about to say something else. The Kia said that. But I would say this is what Kia just said. Certain things you have to let run off your back like want to do a duck. Because whether you like them, love them, hate them, whatever, start to have a duck in the water all year long. So why would he want to duck them now?
We're going to close you up, D. Okay, we're going to close you up. Now, Kia, that was a good question in the aspect of this here. I'm going to be honest with you now, Kia. Everybody out there, 80% of the people out there, says salty is the man.
Uh-huh.
The rest of them say, okay, just like you just said, Jesse James. Now, I'm going to be honest with you now. They come out, oh, we got the same tuning, and we friends and all that. I don't give a rat's ass. If the whole world looking at y'all two as the two baddest, somebody want to see who the toughest. Now, ain't nobody just telling me. Now, they was down there this week that they couldn't got a little grudge back y'all for a couple, $3,000, a little friendly grudge back. But, you know, like I said, first thing everybody going to say, we run our program the way we want, and they run theirs the way they want it. So I can't say that, but I'm going to be honest with you, kid. I did want to see him run now. But I'm going to tell you something else.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse James, Sweetness looked damn tough. Randy Moss looked tough. Even that missionary car that Reggie Rabbit was driving over there from Texas. It was about 5 or 6 of them that I wanted to see Taylor there. If they had both went down the track together, I don't know now who would have won it at a certain time, kid. Because all of them down there had their problems at certain times, kid. All of them down there had their problems at certain times. You was there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on any given pass, you don't know who might have won. Now, I'm finna say something else that everybody talking about Jesse James and Salty. Why don't nobody ever say nothing about Bobby Cole and Tate? Bobby Cole and Tate in the same boat, in the same situation that they in. So why don't nobody ever say nothing about them?
Uh-huh.
Anybody want to answer that? I'm going to hold Brother D back up if he got a constructive answer, but if he go to that absolute answer, I'm going to cut his ass off. Brother D, what you got to say about Bobby Cole and Tate? They in the same situation as Salty and Jesse, but everybody want to see Salty and Jesse, but they never said something about Bobby and Tate. Brother D, what you got to say about that?
Really nothing, dog. I really have nothing to say about that because...
Good report.
Yeah, I'm going to stay
out of
good
report. Okay, good. I like it. Damn, I was cutting him off. I was stopping. I like that answer, kid. But now, kid, anybody who wasn't but to tell me why they don't do the same thing. But I'm gonna give my answer. Why they don't say the same thing about Bobby Cole and Tate? They're in the same identical situation as Jesse James and Salty. And now we always ask them why. Tell me why y'all think they don't say that about Bobby? Huh? What you said, Pacho?
Everybody wants to see Salty get whooped.
Oh, okay. Now, I ain't going to say everybody want to see him get whooped, but maybe people like the joker that's on the top, they want to see the top man get knocked off. Maybe say it like that, Pacho?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't think nobody really just want him to see him get whooped to be whooped, though. I don't think that. Kid, what you think, kid? I need to know. What you think?
I don't know.
I understand why Brother D stayed out of it. And I love Brother D answer. He stayed out of it, and I'm glad he did. Now, he's a genius today. Come on. Come on, kid. Don't give me no honor. Give me something, kid. Give me something.
Well, I guess teammates don't want to run teammates is all I can say.
Okay, hold up, kid. That's the solid, stupid-ass answer you can give. We just told you. Why they want to see Saul Denaro in oh, they ain't teammates, though. Okay, they not teammates, though. Okay, kid. I apologize, kid. I forgot. You said teammates. Okay, they're not teammates. I got you. Anybody else got anything they want? Anybody else got a? Somebody give me something. Now, I'm glad somebody brought that up. Somebody give me something. Well, I'm going to say it like this. Maybe it's because. Somebody give me a text. Let me see. Somebody might give me something to talk about. Which car would Daniel drive? Oh, that's another thing, too. That's right. Daniel drive both of them cars, too, there. That's another thing, too. Good report, Good report. Oh, shit. Good report. Didn't think about that, neither. Good report. Got a text. We got a 704-9748. Talk to me. Who this?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Who this is? Yeah, Give me your name.
I was about to say the same thing. They got the same drive.
Hold up. Your phone keep breaking out. Who is this again?
It's Eddie.
Okay, all right, Eddie. Come on, Eddie. Come on with it, man. Come on.
No, I was just about to say the same thing. They got the same driver. Yeah.
That's right. I didn't even. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, kid, now y'all done heard that now. Okay. Now I'm kind of – now I can't be too tough now. Because they are teammates, and they got the same thing. I got to back off a little bit now, kid. I got to back off. 936-9611. Who we got?
It's Raymond.
Who we got?
It's Raymond out of Texas.
Who? Who he said, kid?
Sound like I said Raymond.
Okay.
Raymond.
All right. Come on, Raymond. Talk to me.
I think it's one of them things where, it's always been 484K. I run a 5-inch can of run a 484, so I think that might be what it is, dog. It might be 4-8.
No, that can't be that. Both of them 484.
Yeah, but you asked why they don't want to run each other and why Salty and Jesse James, why everybody want to see that, So if Bobby and Tate is 5-inch, they
want to
be up on the 484. The
484
will be up on the 5-inch.
No. The 484's been kicking the 5-inches all year. That ain't no military secret. What we want to see, because everybody want to see every time they say something about stopping Jesse running, the first thing they holler is that they got the same tuner. But then they don't say nothing about Bobby and Tate, but they got the same tuner too. So they don't say nothing about that. But now since they brought up that the same driver and their teammate, I can kind of understand a little bit more now. So me personally, I'll back down, even though I do want to see it, though. I'll back down, though. But yeah, come on, y'all. Let's talk about some more shit. What else y'all want to talk about today? This is free fly fly. Huh? Say what now?
He don't know start by driving.
Who is that?
Tate.
No, Tate got a medical condition that he don't need to be driving. Tate got a medical condition, so he I don't think he really into want to drive no more. You know, some people got pride and don't want to say it, but I think Tate just got a medical condition that he ain't ready to drive, and if we don't know. But I don't know. You have to ask Tate that yourself. He have to answer that yourself. But if you ask me, I think Tate might his medical condition might keep him from driving right now, and he might not even have no interest in driving no more. But I don't know. You have to ask him that yourself. Yeah.
I don't want to
answer for him.
Yeah. On the good reason thing, I heard he used to drive. That's all.
Oh, yeah, no. He used to drive, Tate can drive. He can drive. Tate used to drive, yeah. You get his ass tore up all the time, but he was driving.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I got to call him. I got to tell the truth, kid. He's driving. But I think, like I said, if he ever come on here, you can ask him. I think he's satisfied where he is. You know, I think he's satisfied not driving right now. Or he's just like me. I need to walk with my cane, but my pride won't let me walk with my cane because I think I'm tough. I need to be walking with my damn cane. Yeah. So, you know, different things.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, talk to me.
Hey, dog. Hey,
yo.
I got a question. Can you hear me good now?
Yeah, we hear you real good. Yeah.
Okay, when they say start from the bottom to the top, you mess your hustle up. Is that a true statement? Have you ever seen that happen?
No, sir. That is a statement for a motherfucker that ain't got no nuts and just don't want to run. A motherfucker, he think gonna whip his ass. That's what that is. A lot of people gonna jump on me for saying that. But to me, I don't give a damn if it hit the top, bottom, in between, or whatever. If you out there with a good car, you supposed to get on the motherfucker. Talking about you gonna fuck up my hustle and all that. You're telling a goddamn lie. They're just a joke you don't want to wrestle with. That's all that is to me now. Somebody else can come over and tell me to shut the fuck up, and I might do it. But in my the way I race, I don't give a goddamn if you on top of the top. I don't give a damn. If I think I can whoop your ass, I'm going to whoop your ass.
Basically, that's a cap.
Yeah. To me, it is. I keep saying me.
I want to hear Ken say that's a cap.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sound like it to me, too.
If I run him and beat him, this man ain't going to do that. A lot of people said it, and they believe in that shit. But this is one of the baddest motherfuckers in the world. Motherfuckers come out that shit. And they damn near the fastest motherfucker in our community. And they get more blood races than anybody else out there. Now, explain that to me. I'm ready to argue here today. If you want, anybody want to argue today, we can argue today without getting, we ain't going to get mad today. We just going to argue. Shit, hit the one button if you want to argue about it. Was that Raymond or Eddie said that? Who one of y'all said that? Was that Raymond or Eddie?
That was me, dog, Eddie.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure. So when they start getting on my ass, I'm going to turn them over to you. Yeah. All right.
I'm on mute,
hey,
dog.
Hey,
I'm on mute.
Now, don't go on mute. Like I said, we got plenty of time today. And y'all want to discuss some stuff, we can. And we got the damn blog talk ain't went down. And shit, let's talk about it. That might be some good shit jump out of there. Well, y'all tell me this here. Y'all help me then.
Mm-hmm.
Since everybody talking about we goods racing and we hustling, well, then let me ask this question. Why is every damn body out there damn near got the same tuner then? Why is everybody down there got the same tuner then? How can you hustle this shit if you got the same tuner and shit?
You got a point,
somebody talk to me. Yeah. I mean, you know. I mean, come on. Now, to be honest with you now, and I said it, I was very impressed with Sweetness and with, goddammit, Randy Moss. I swear, I believe on any given pass, they could have whooped anybody at the track just like Salty or Jesse James. And Michigan was a close goddamn fifth. Them boys was looking good over there this week now. This week they was looking pretty damn good. Yeah. And y'all know what the top four is now. The top four is Salty Bitch, Salty Bitch, Jesse James,
mm-hmm.
Memphis Gangster, and
mm-hmm.
who the fourth one is, kid? I bet you don't even know.
Sure in the hell don't. Sure in the hell don't.
Randy Moss. Randy Moss. All of them can be flip-flopped now. All four of them can be flip-flopped on any given day. Yep.
Yeah, well, you still got a few 484 cars that's not up and running, too. Because Deja Vu is still out. Who else is still out?
Hold up. Deja Vu is pump faking. Deja Vu is pump faking. They got smoke screens.
Oh, yeah?
Deja Vu tried, yeah, because he tried to lock a motherfucker in the race for Saturday. On that Friday night, he said if a motherfucker locked him in, he'd be ready Saturday. So I'm saying to myself, Self, well, why the fuck he ain't here? Why he paid off them punk ass money to Salt and all them bitches? Why did he do that? That's what Self said now. See, everybody else scared to say it because they scared to ruffle some feathers. I don't give a fuck about no goddamn feathers. If I ruffle your feathers, I'm going to do you just like a goddamn, like what I call ruffling feathers. Don't you have to goddamn pluck a goddamn chicken feathers before you eat this motherfucking ass kid? All right, I'll ruffle your goddamn feathers, skin your ass, and I'll cook you. But if I see a motherfucker doing it, I ain't going to eat it. I can't eat a chicken off a yard. But that's what I'm trying to say. So my point is, Deja Vu tried to lock a certain individual in, said he locked your motherfucker. That was Friday when he told him that. Said, if you lock me in, I'll run you tomorrow, which would have been Saturday. So I'm saying, if you lock me in tonight and you're running tomorrow, so I thought you said your car was broke. I could have sworn you said your car was broke and you were paying the park out. So either you were lying or you were scared.
That's what I heard.
Something ain't right. That lie don't add up. And I said again. I ain't scared to say it. I said it in his face. He might knock the shit out of me, but I said it in his face. You know? But like I told him, ain't no goddamn... I ain't scared to say it. If you don't want nobody to say it, you said it in public. If you ever said it in private and told me not to say it, then I might have not said it. But I know you paid the punk out to Salt the Bitch now. Well, you didn't want to pay it, but you did pay it. You didn't want to pay it, but you paid it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that shit go. I don't know how that shit go. So it is what it is. And I noticed, you know the kid, when people scared to offend people, they won't come on this show. You notice ain't nobody come on the show? Now, I heard Jimmy went and picked up his... I heard that Jamie went and picked up his car and put notices on all of the motherfuckers. I heard he threw every motherfucking 484 and 5-inch out there. I heard that now, out of his own mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how, you know, I don't know what the response is to that or what it is to that, though. But I'm going to say it on this national show, and I'm going to say it today personally. These motherfuckers have started acting like bitches around here. Everybody started acting like bitches. They got these cars making like they're so tough, but these bitches, they're acting like bitches.
Mhm.
I mean, goddamn.
Now, is anybody out there hustling their car to make a living, or is it just a hobby? Still a hobby.
Well, if they hustle their car to make a living, kid, they'll be gone. They'll be gone. They'll be dead by now, cause they'll be dead ass broke and hungry.
Oh, okay.
Ain't nobody making no. Ain't no bitch out here making no living off hustling these cars. Not one.
Mm-hmm.
Not one motherfucker. Even the motherfuckers in the professional ranks, NHRA, they ain't making no living out of them. They got sponsors. Look at John Folks. We know he supposed to have money. He out there begging for sponsors every time he look around. So, goddamn. So, that tell me, goddamn, the motherfucker, either they keeping their own money or they asking for somebody else's money. Somebody come on here and get on my ass, man. I'm on the hot seat. Somebody ask me some shit that you want to hear. Ask me some shit.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Who you think was applying the most pressure right now the weekend? Salty, Sweetness, Jesse James? Who you think applying the most pressure right now? Randy Moss? Who you think everybody was kind of damn, he going, damn, he moving up?
You asked me from what I heard or seen, it was the car Herb driving. I think Herb was driving Sweetness. To me, that's who was applying the most pressure that I seen, was Herb the Ruler. He was he said he wanted to run anybody. See, that's what got me confused. I heard him say he'd run anybody. Hold on, I heard he'd run anybody. I heard Jesse James was trying to run everybody. I heard Salty was there, and Randy Moss said he'd run. Now Randy Moss and Tate
somebody
had locked out the run. Yeah, somebody lying.
Pull the lights one out.
But Randy Moss and Tate had locked out to run a Saturday. Now, when the lights went out, they did lock out. Mm-hmm. Randy Moss did come back around and lock in with Tate the Great. Tate threatened any bitch that was in the shootout. Tate threatened any bitch that was in the shootout, and Randy Moss accepted it. And they put the money up, because I know for a fact that I know this myself. So the lights went out, so I don't know what would have happened. So I still got to give some props to Tate, because he didn't back down from a motherfucker. I got to give props to Tate. Randy Moss accepted the challenge, and you know them the don't get along, but them they did lock in. They did lock in. They had the money up. They had the money up. I counted the money in the machine. Bobby Cole had it in his hand, and as soon as Bobby Cole turned out to go back out there and said, "Let's get it going," the fucking light, the lights went out.
Oh man.
Oh, Dunier. Dunier looked damn good, too, now. Dunier looked pretty good out there, too, now. Dunier looked good. Now, that's now I'm going to say something. Yeah, you're right. Now, I forgot about Dunier, too. I forgot. Now, kid, I'm a little disappointed. All them bad bitches is on the property, and ain't now one of them slapped each other. Ain't now one of them bitches slapped each other. Not now one of them slapped each other. Not in no grudge race. Now, Memphis Gangster did beat Sweetness in a race, but it was in the shootout. And people gonna say, "Oh, it was a shootout. It don't mean nothing." But yeah. Memphis Gangster did beat Sweetness, but they both had a pillow fest though.
Mm-hmm.
They had to make good passes. I don't know who the one that though. That was the only big boy matchup. And Randy Moss snapped the shit out of blood pressure, but that don't really count because everybody beat blood pressure. So everybody beat blood pressure. I ain't talking about him, but you know. Everybody be blood pressure. Now, I'm gonna tell you out there, the outlaw Jesse James, Frankie's old car. Shit, he would have had if he hadn't red lighted. Jesse James would have been on the trailer. Jesse James would have been on the trailer because he made a goddamn 1 second pass and Jesse James blowed the tires, man. So he got lucky like a motherfucker. Yeah. But now all them boys is out there, all of them out there talking little shit, say they tough. But then nobody want to put their own money to go face-to-face with a motherfucker. But all of them was in a shootout now. See, that's what hit me. All them motherfuckers in a shootout. So, Danny boy, if your black and stinking ass on here, shoot out to the front. All them bitches on the property. All them bad grudge causers on this property, kid. Kid, we had Salty Bitch. We had Randy Moss. We had Blood Pressure. We had Missionary out of Texas. We had Jeff Cooner with a badass a turbo car. We had Doc Holliday. We had Doc Holliday, a bad motherfucker. We had Jesse James, Outlaw Joseph Wells, Sweetness, Memphis Gangster. All them bitches was on the same property. Every one of them. And ain't never one of them cocksuckers grudge each other. Not one of them grudge each other.
Lord, how
now,
much?
Goddamn, what? Now, they can stop this shit by their grudge races. Just say y'all motherfuckers fast cars that run shootouts. Be like Salty Bitch. Salty Bitch will tell any bitch in the world, I go to this race to go in a good shootout, and if a bitch want to run me, I do it. But, kid, now that's 8 to 10 motherfucking bad bitches. Bad motherfuckers. They was in the same hen house. I don't even think there was no hens out there. They was in the same hen house, and if it was 8 of them bitches, 7 of them was punks. Shit, all 8 of them was punks. All 8 of them motherfuckers were punks. Ain't none of them run each other.
A lot of pump faking.
A lot of pump faking, goddammit. We should have had 2 shootouts, goddammit. Made them bitches run each other. That's what we should have had. Come on, Pajo. Come on, Jay. I hear you back there, motherfucker. What you say?
Not the EBT races. Not the food stamp races.
You know what? I'm on there talking all this shit. They back there listening, scared either one, but to defend themselves. Damn near everyone I call is on there. I'm like BET. I see you bitches in the bushes over there. Give me some news, Flop.
Come on, Flop.
I want to know, since we can't talk about the 5-inch and under, what happened in the junior 484 class?
Who said we couldn't talk about it?
No. I'm saying nobody's participating in it. Besides you and whoever, it's minimal conversation. I want to know what happened in the
game. Over was to me. Game over was the baddest bitch in there. They had game over though. They had a car called King Kong. They had a grandson. They had a little truck called Chucky and another guy called Gorilla, Silverback, Motivation, which was Squirrel and them, Whitefoot was
in the Hulk.
And Hulk. And Hulk, yeah.
What about the Green Goblin? What was that, dog?
That was a grudge match. The Goblin was a grudge match.
Okay.
Goblin was a grudge match for the speed limit. The normal speed limit we know. wheelchair, somebody in wheelchair line. No, somebody on there, it might be somebody that ain't got some nuts. Come on, who don't wheelchair line hit the one button? Show yourself. Damn, they scared to talk. I told you, motherfucker. All right, Flop. Before, why are you asking about the juniors, Flop? I'm talking about the big boys that talk all this shit.
Let me get to my thing, man. You ain't got nobody participating, man, so let me do my thing. So were there any cars that didn't make it into the junior 4A4 shootout for whatever reason? Be it
Keisha? Keisha wanted to get in, but they said the man said he couldn't get in because he had a locker. No, that was no problem. He said he had a locker. That's not a transmission problem. They said he had a locker. He said he didn't have a locker. So I ain't the tech man. But he wanted to get in, and they wouldn't let him in. Flop, was you dry snitching, Flop?
Oh, man.
I don't do no motherfucking dry snitching. If I want to say it, I'm going to say it. And I'm saying what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm just wondering. You asked it. You didn't say it. You asked it. But okay.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't trying to fight. I ain't trying to fight with you today. Not you at nowhere.
I ain't trying to fight either.
Yeah.
I just asked a question. I didn't know.
But you said that to say that. You said that to say what, though, Flop? Why you said that, though? Tell me what you said that to say.
Let me say this. And I'm finna kind of get in your ass. Why the fuck do every time somebody asks a question, they got to be saying it to say something? I had limited information on it, so I asked about it.
Okay.
I never knew what the final call was on Keisha getting into the shootout because I know.
Yeah, you were. You standing right beside me, motherfucker.
No, hell no. Hold on. You're telling a fucking lie, and I'm going to tell you where it went. The last motherfucker.
Damn.
No, because you over there sucking somebody's ass, and I ain't going to do it.
You should have been sucking somebody's ass then. You should have been sucking somebody's ass.
I was trying to, but you was cock blocking.
Oh.
Lord,
no, I wasn't cock blocking. I was doing my job, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. No, you was cock blocking. All this is, you want to get into a goddamn debate about something that ain't even the point I'm trying to make. But the last information that was come on. The man throwing the race was supposed to go check the car himself, and I never heard anything from that after that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I didn't know.
Okay, good. When you ask it like that, then the man that was throwing the race said what he's supposed to say. I got a tech man. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I got a tech man. I ain't supposed to make no decision because I'm throwing the race. I got a tech man to make that decision. Good. You ask that question like that, that's a good question, Mr. Flop.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to fight with
you. Yeah, that's a good question.
I really didn't have limited information on it, too.
Right.
So,
I mean, the man that was throwing the race did the right thing. If he hired a tech man and the tech man said he was illegal, well, should he supposed to be illegal then? He can't get in if the tech man said him. I mean, if you ask me, that's my call. I mean, Not the Bob Glidden. Let me talk. Hey, Flop. Well, don't that's what you hire a tech man for, to make those decisions so you don't have to make them, Flop?
Sure you do.
Okay.
Sure you do.
Okay. Right. And so that's what happened, guys. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whether I agree or disagree or whatever. If you got a tech man and the tech man said he don't pass, then, whoever, who else you supposed to go to?
Well, I got to go with what the tech man said, I guess.
Yeah. That was a sore subject, and that was a matter of debating over there. And Flop mm-hmm. brought it to me crooked, but he finally straightened it out, though. He brought it in that sideways, but he finally he came in on two wheels.
Hey, dog, I'm trying to park the car driving sideways.
yeah, sideways and shit. This motherfucker. He tried to parallel park with a car with no power steering. With no power steering, you know, that's hard to motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then that goddamn steering wheel be hard on motherfuckers. Yeah. But but Flop, what's your take on why everybody wanna see Salt and what you call Maroon, but they don't ever say nothing about Bobby and Tate. What's your take on that, Flop?
I don't know, dog, and I really wanted to say something, but I tried to figure out how to see it, but it was just like I wanted to say, well damn, is it a issue of the black community supporting. I said, no, it ain't really no racial issue. And I'm saying, you know, whatever, but I couldn't figure it out. It's just like, and then again, maybe, and I'm going to just say maybe, people feel closer to Bobby and Tate, and they just don't want to see them interact. Cause, and I'm not saying that people don't know Ricky or Alan Rodriguez and Jesse James, because they very well know. I know all of them personally, but it's just one of those things that, you know, because Ricky be on the morning show shooting it with us just like Bobby does and Tate does, all of them.
I don't know, dog.
I can't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I was really wondering where you were going to go until they bagged you off.
Well, they bagged me off. I didn't look at. Same route. They did. And they teammates. And like I said, Jesse and what you call main teammates. So you know, they bagged me off on that flop. I had to bag down on the flop.
Yeah, but dog, here's the perception. Anybody apparently that shares a tuner is kind of an implied teammate. Now, I don't give a fuck about Kid or what he got going on, but if we both got the same person tuning our car, then it's, oh, man, maybe Flop and Kid don't race because they got the same tuner. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got some good observations. It's some hell of a good observation.
I will tell you this, though, dog. I know this is an old time show, but I'm gonna talk times. When we had the little extracurricular activity going on, I know Steven told Ricky, "Fire up, get it in the water." Man, Salty went 185 at 412, man.
Damn.
185 at 412, man. Ricky turned the brake loose, man, and before he could reach up to pull the parachute, man, he almost ran out of stopping room.
Lord, how much
so they can say what they want about the Jesse's and all of that.
Yeah, somebody just sent me a text that said, in everyone's opinion now, Bobby is faster than Tate. Plus, Tate is never in a shootout where anyone could talk about Bobby and Tate racing. Okay,
That's a great point, though. Cause
it's a great point with an asterisk. And like Tate was in a shootout at his own race. He was in the shootout. He was in a shootout at his own race block.
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't like he don't get in the shootout. Maybe Tate on there now. Brother Lee, I don't want to hear from you, Brother Lee. Somebody on your line. We don't want to hear from you, Brother.
Let me get Tate over there. Let me get the green.
No, you ain't got to get him on. No, you ain't got to get him on unless he want to get on. Somebody done already told him. But
I'm gonna say this about a Tate and Bobby race.
Just stay out of it. The best thing you said, you already answered. The best answer you can get is stay out of it. I'm not gonna even go close to that question.
What I'm about to say is a Tate and Bobby race, a Salt and Flop race. We as fans really need to just be appreciative of the races that we do see.
Didn't I tell you we didn't want you to answer? You did good. We do want to see that shit. We gonna worry about it, G. We do want to see it.
We can't do it. As a fan, you can't do it. Go back on mute. We do. As most of the fans out here, they're just scared to say it. They do want to see that shit. They do want to see it. It's a lot of them want to see Bob and Tate raised too, but they won't say it.
Mm-hmm.
You right.
Hey, Doug.
You right.
Maybe do Bobby and Tate tend to have more of a grudge background versus a shootout background, where Salt and Jesse may have more of a shootout background as opposed to grudge?
Well, Jesse don't have no shootout background like that. They mostly
okay,
use
but,
the grudge.
But Salty does. And they
Salty put out his disclaimer. It's a shootout. Salt to put out their disclaimer flop. They put
right,
their disclaimer
right,
out
right,
and said
right.
that we go to the shoot, we go to the races for, we check and see who got a good shootout. That's what we go to. If a motherfucker want
right.
a grudge before the shootout or whatever, we will oblige them. So they get an alibi. They not even in discussion. But now Jesse James, they never said no shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the hell they couldn't grudge before the shootout? So people do say it.
Well,
I know what Brother D was trying
let
to
me say this about
that.
That.
People want to see that shit, bro.
But Ricky gave a disclaimer about the grudge with Salty and Jesse because he was saying that might be a compromising situation for the tuner.
Okay. Didn't Jamie break that mold the other year when he went out there to Jamaica on his man's own track and went down there and fucked the man up down there, but they had the same tuner too.
He may have broken it for himself, but you can't go against what Ricky's ties or Jesse James' ties may be to their tuner, and they might feel
mm-hmm.
like it's a compromise for themselves
mm-hmm.
or their situation. So, you know, you got
mm-hmm.
to understand it. So, in a grudge
mm-hmm.
race, but
so
I think
flop.
At the same point,
so
Ricky said, it's a first game in a shootout, you know.
Okay. I'll stop right there, Flop. You the main man to ask. Okay, Flop.
Will it down.
If you.
Will it down.
No, hold on. Come on, nephew.
I just want to ask you this. Who wants to see Tate and Bobby? They got the same tune, the same driver. What's in that, man?
Okay, we done got past that. We done step down on that one. We don't stop in what you call him, Jesse right now. Yeah. People wanted to know why they was always talking about Jesse James and Salt to run each other, and they was supposed to sort of like be not really teammates, but they had the same tuner. They want to know why Bobby and Tate didn't do the same thing. That's where that come from. It kind of doesn't
well,
go down now because
the guy drive both cars.
Nephew, you must have just came on. We already said that 20 minutes. You just come on?
Yeah, I heard you say the fans want to see. I just asking.
We didn't say the exact same thing. You a little late then. But now, so just hold tight for a minute. I mean, it just Flop. Now, Flop, the reason I said that now, you not Flop. Everybody out there know you a Salty fan. Salty said they the baddest in the world. Now, Jesse James said they the baddest in the world. So if you got two motherfuckers saying they the toughest motherfuckers in the world, how come nobody want to see them run then? Y'all answer that. I'm going back on mute. Nephew and Flop, anybody? They both.
Everybody wants to see him run, but at the same point, you have to respect the capacities that they oriented to run in. Now, I think both of them are grudge, but Salty says their priority is shootouts. And again, Ricky put the disclaimer out to say that's a very compromising situation for the tuner, but. You know, just because we don't want to accept it don't mean they're going to change their policy. So we got the respect and that they adhering to what they say. So, you know, sure, we'd like to see them get up there with a nice package on each side and go for broken, you know, just blast down through there. But that's not their focus. Their focus, meaning Salty, as stated, is to go run the shootouts first.
So we ain't
so
shoot out to the front. If they don't meet in the damn shootout, they probably ain't gonna grudge each other. Is that what you saying, Flop, in a nutshell? Is that what you saying?
Well, let me say this. I don't know how much difference it is in a grudge tune up versus a shootout tune-up. But one thing I do know, whether it's in a shootout or a grudge race, I think Allen, who drives Jesse, and Ricky driving Salty, shit, they ain't trying to get beat
Allen,
up.
If Allen drives Jesse, he got the back tire. I'll run him if Allen drives Jesse.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, they ain't
Oscar drives Jesse.
Okay, well, I'm sure Oscar ain't trying to let Ricky beat him to the other end, and Ricky ain't trying to let Oscar beat him, whether it's a shootout or a grudge. So, shit, they putting in, they conferring with the tuner, whatever they doing, and they trying to be first one down there.
Well, I agree with that, man. That never was a thing.
It's just the title that we put on it as a group. Oh, man, that's a shootout race. Oh, I guess you think whoever don't win wasn't trying to win then because it was a shootout.
Cal City Cal, you got something y'all on your line? They got somebody got something to say? Cal City Cal, you over?
Yeah, I got it. I'm on here, dog. Come on with it. Come on.
What up, Ryan?
Come on. You know.
Oh, no, we weren't talking about you.
No, I want to know why Sweetness and Randy Moss don't run.
Oh shit! I know it.
Oh shit!
Damn, you said why? Why in the hell? What sense would that make? I'm just asking.
Yeah, the same sense that would it make when Bobby and Tate run.
I said the same thing.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What sense would that make?
That makes the same sense as Salty Bitch and Jesse James running. See, there you go.
I'm glad y'all came off mute.
It ain't nobody else's fucking business. But we will run Jesse James. All you fans, give us $2,500 a piece, and we'll go run him. Shit.
Don't do that, Ricky. You did. But see, we ain't gonna run.
Yeah, but see, we ain't gonna run regardless what nobody pay, because the fans pay up $2,500. They ain't gonna pay it to us. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
So in other words, you say it's a whole lot of people out there that ain't running each other. So that's what you're basically saying.
Exactly. But the emphasis always on Salty and Jesse James. Always.
Y'all are the two favorites. Maybe that's why they're doing it, Ricky. Maybe that's why it is or something. Maybe.
I ain't gonna say they the two toughest. I mean, Salty is. Salty tough. That's what I think. I ain't gonna say that the two is toughest. I'm gonna say Salty is the toughest. I ain't gonna say that the two is the two toughest.
Well, that's why people be wanna see him running. You just answered your own question. That's why people be wanna see him go. That's why.
Yeah.
but it don't make sense.
But what I do know, this is what I do know. If y'all wanna hear it, we would take that fucking gangster. And we'll take that white hoe, and we'll run Randy Moss, and we'll run Sweetness, one behind the next. So if you want to play tag team, we can do it, you know?
I'm going to be honest with you. Down there this week, I think you can throw them all in a damn bag. I don't know how you're going to fall out, because Sweetness looked damn good, and Randy Moss looked goddamn good. Goddamn Jesse James looked good. And Salty look good. I wouldn't mind if y'all throwed all them bitches and this Memphis gangster. Y'all could have thrown all them bitches in a bag to me this weekend.
There's gonna be more races that were all together and that actually gets finished. I mean, you think about the four that was left. I mean, there very well could have been us racing Jesse or us racing the gangster in the finals. I mean, so it's not like it's not going to happen. But we're not interested in grudge racing Jesse James because it's just not – don't make no sense, to be honest.
Ricky, we already got you, Ricky. Ricky, you don't have to argue the point. We all understand your point. But now somebody just texted me and said, what about grandson and Dirty Diana? That's another
one. Oh, man.
That's the same thing. There's other people for them to race that besides each other.
It's so many people. So the person – I'm going to say this. And this is all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
The person that said that, tell them I'll take this blue motherfucker and run clean up in them. Tell them that.
They're just saying the same thing about two people not running. But that was another one that don't run.
But none of us run it because we teammates.
Wow.
So like, why do they pick teammates to run each other? Like we know Salty ain't gonna run Jesse. We know Sweetness ain't gonna run Randy Moss. You know, it's just a whole lot of impossible stuff. You know what I'm saying? And we know the Memphis Gangsters ain't gonna run the damn Ghost. Like you got Nephew drive two of the damn cars, and you got Razor Ray, he drives two cars, so it's impossible.
It ain't impossible because Herb was driving Sweetness, I think. But I'm just trying. I'm just saying that though. But I see where you're going. Yeah. Though. I understand where you're going, Ricky. In this conversation, Ricky, you really don't have to argue because you already been said and everybody know it that y'all first thing was the shootouts. But if you meet in the shootouts,
you could also say Gotti versus Sweetness or Gotti versus Randy Moss. Uh-oh. It just don't make sense. Because that's
But I'm gonna say this: like the shootouts are cool, and I like to see them sometime. But I like to see grudge races more because of anticipation. You know, it's like a nail bite. It's like a thriller. Like it's not a thrill.
But Ryan, what we talking about today right now just proves it that shootouts gonna be to the front because they ain't gonna run each other unless they meet each other in a shootout. So shootouts to the front right now.
But mostly because we talk about it, they ain't gonna run each other. But what do you get? You know why the shootouts don't work for me? Because they won't let me get in none of them. I'm not understanding. What the fuck are they looking at? They won't let me get in none of them. Welcome to the G-body world.
they
pick and choose. They pick and choose on where I can go and who I can run.
You got a point right there.
Not the class.
I ain't done nothing. I ain't done nothing at all. And these motherfuckers tell me I can't get in the shootout with them. Then they bad mouth. Look, they kiss my behind when I tell them I'm coming to their race. And then when I tell them it's rain that's going to be down there. Man, they curse me out. They talk behind my back. And I tell them, hey, I told Pat Collins, I'm going to Bobby race. That's the next race I'm going to go to. I can't make the rain go away. Hold on, let me finish.
Go ahead, Ryan.
I overheard him say, man, what the fuck Bobby giving away that people going over there? What the fuck you think he giving away? He giving away a good atmosphere so I can run that. That's what the fuck he giving away. We always go there.
Right, well, let me,
so why not? Why not we go there?
Right.
There's a whole lot of fucking haters.
Right. Let me put out a disclaimer for the fans. Listen up what I'm saying. Let me put a disclaimer out for the fans. The average fan don't know all these connections that we are talking about right now and who associated with who teams. All they do is see the cars, and they be saying that's who they want to see run. So that's a disclaimer for the fans. You can't fault the fans when they say they want to see something because they don't know all these damn relationships behind the scenes. That a fair assessment, Ricky? Is that a fair assessment, Ricky?
Nope. You hit the nail on the head. You are absolutely correct on that.
Don't cuss a fan out when a fan say they want to see a race. Don't cuss a fan out because a fan don't know about all these relationships behind the scenes. They just see two cars out there. They want to see races.
It's people.
Yeah, come on.
It's people that don't have relationships that want race. So I don't think the relationships even make a difference because it's people that don't know a motherfucker from a hole in the wall, but they want race because they just too scared to lose. They don't see the anticipation of losing is the worst thing that can actually happen. Like the internet is the worst thing that can happen to grudge racing. Because not only that you're going to get ridiculed at the racetrack, but you're going to get ridiculed on TV and in every race.
Social media.
You follow what I'm saying? Like you can't erase that shit on social media. It'd be on too many platforms. You put it on Facebook, it automatically go to
he automatically go to Instagram. You put it on Instagram, he go to TikTok. You get what I'm saying? Then he go to Snapchat. It's just all types of shit that be going on. But people are scared to lose. They can't take a loss
right.
the same way
you're
they
right.
take a win.
You're right.
You get what I'm saying?
All right, well, let's keep it down the middle, though. Hold up. Let's keep it down the middle now. When you win, you be wanting that shit. So let's keep it down the middle now. When you win, you want that shit.
What
you
mean?
When you lose, you don't want it.
Well,
I'm just trying to tell them, when people win, they be wanting all this glamour and all this recognition when they win.
Accolades.
So let's keep it down the middle. They want the accolades. Let's keep it down the middle.
But when or lose, I would like to get in a damn shootout. You follow what I'm saying? Like, make a class
right.
where I could run
right.
in consistently. But they won't do that because they want an easy win. Like, it was 3 fucking shootouts last year. They wouldn't let me get in. And you want me to tell you this? Ain't not one of those cocksuckers ever even came over and looked under my hood of my car.
Oh,
I know that they didn't look under the hood of nobody's car. We just went up there and paid our money, and then they went in there and somebody picked me up or grabbed this is who you're running. Ain't nobody look at nobody's shit, man.
Uh-huh.
So all the shit is rigged. I seen Jamie put something up on the TV. He said, if you got to ask what I got, then you send tech. I don't know who he was referring to or whatever, but, you know, I want somebody to ask me what I get. I'm going to have the smallest motherfucking peanut motor is out there. Let me hear.
Uh-huh.
You get what I'm saying?
Very interesting conversation today. A lot of shit didn't get off.
But why they won't let me? Like why they won't put me in a fucking shootout? Like why I can't get in one?
I'm gonna say this here, Ryan. You ain't gonna like it. Damn near every race they have anything on 28. So. Or 275s if you want to jump in there or something. You
I can't win. The fuck I'm getting
well,
in there
fucking
win.
Well, who fought is that? Don't say you can't get it.
But I have
who fought is that?
But I'm you know who fought it is? It's the people that have a class that I'm in, they won't allow me in. I asked
okay.
I told Bobby
I'm with you.
I told Bobby I wanted
I'm with you
to
on that.
This. I told Bobby I wanted to get in that Extreme 484 shit just so I can That's why I can race. You know what he told me? He said, you might as well just donate the money to me. You ain't going to win. What you get in there for? You ain't going to win. You get what I'm saying? He said, you ain't even going to come close to winning. So why even get up there waste your money? He said, to give me the money.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
He said, at least you go eat when you give me the money. I said, yeah. You got a point there.
Hey, I'm gonna ask y'all again today. Check your phones. Whoever they're watching that goddamn TV that's sitting on top of another TV. Whoever watching that double TV. Ryan, I thought you said you didn't like shootouts though, but you tried to get a four card G body shootout. You was gonna get a 4 card G body shootout.
I don't. You know why I don't like them? Because they won't let me in. That's why I don't like them. You get what I'm saying? After a while, you may like a woman, but she rejects you so much, you start to dislike her.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That particular woman, so she's the same way. I can't, you know, like, how could I like something that discriminate against me?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
At least let me get in one and let me win. Let me win one. And then you have something to talk about.
Well, now you was in one and you didn't win it though. But I'm just trying to say it. And you was on nephew ass about you wanted to run juice, but you know nephew told you said if you had won your race, you'd have had a chance to get juice.
Yeah, but that's not how racing go. You scared to lose. You scared to lose.
Okay. Now, Ryan, let me ask you a question, a serious question now. Just listen to the question.
Yeah.
Now, you ran Mudbone. Has anybody been ragging you about getting your ass whooped by Mudbone? Did anybody rag you about that?
Rag me about it? I mean, they know what the outcome going to be. They know if they say something. If you got a car and you say anything about me, you know what's the next words out of my mouth going to be. So, no one has said anything about it, but that's only people that said something about it is Uncle Larry. And, you know, he got the right to say something because he an old man, don't know no better.
Uh-huh.
He got a right to say.
Now, you can't say that about Uncle Larry. You can't say that about him now. You can't say that about it. I mean, what did he say?
He didn't say too much or nothing. He just said they beat my ass, and I said I agree with him. You did.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know,
okay.
I got an all steel G body, and they have a fiberglass Camaro that I like. You know, I'm a fan of their race team. They did exactly what they're supposed to. I like it.
But
what
I was basically saying, though, Ryan, when it's a good race, even if you get your ass whooping, if it's a good race, motherfuckers don't rag you about a good race. That was a good race, even though you might have been a little bit fucking with the wrong person, but that was a damn good race. So my point is, I don't think too many people rag you about that race. That was a goddamn good race.
I don't know. I wasn't on the big end. I don't think I seen what those two cars leave, and I seen the damn wind light come on the other side. I don't know what a bad race is, because a win is a win in my book. No matter how you lose, no matter how you win, a win is a win, a loss is a loss. But I appreciate
is true, but you can have a pretty win and a pretty loss too. It can be.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, I understand what you're saying, but That was a good race. Normally, people don't rag you about a good race. They don't rag you on a good race. That was a damn good race.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate that you considered it a good race. That's all I can say.
Well,
I appreciate what I'm trying to show you is
people rag you. Quite naturally, if I got a grudge against you and I whoop your ass regardless how I do it, I'm going to rag you. But my point is, on a whole, I ain't heard nobody on a whole rag you about that race. That was because it was a good race, even though, you know, it was a good race.
I mean, you know, my thing is they competitors, and that's what I love. See, that's what gave me, before I raced them, I was thinking about selling my damn car because I don't get enough races that I would say in the category that I'm in, I was thinking about selling it. Now I got something to do. You follow what I'm saying? Now I have to work harder. That's what I look at. I don't look at it as I'm down and out. I look at it, I got to work harder. I got to do my job. That's all I can do. Like, so, you know, I commend them for putting the fire. The flame was almost gone. Now they relit they fueled the fire.
Oh man!
They put the fire to your ass when they put the fire to your ass. Yeah, they did that. In two ways.
Oh yeah.
They put the fire to your ass on the racetrack, and they put the fire to you to stay in racing. In so they did good.
Yeah. I loved it. I mean, you know, they came out victorious, and I love you know, Leroy, my man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like I call Leroy, we'll shoot the shit. And, you know, he's from the west side, but, you know, people mess with him from the south side. Some people, I'm from the south side, and some people mess with me from the west side.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like a universal thing. I just love the competition.
Vice versa.
Because it's nobody else here that's going to race me.
Oh, man.
You're the only
person
that's going to race me.
I got you.
Like name one other car. Name one other car that would run me from here.
Well, I don't know about them. See, I don't even know about them east sides and west sides and south sides and all that shit.
It don't have to be, you know, north side of Chicago. But what I'm saying is there's name one other car that you would want me to run. That you personally want me to run.
That out? Well, I personally want you to run, but if you went out there and ran that motherfucker, you might want to go and run Keisha. Shit, you might want to go and run Keisha if you run that motherfucker.
Oh, but I don't have no problem with running Keisha. But what I do have a problem with, this is what I do have a problem with. See, I'm not into racing politics. All right, I don't throw races. I don't advertise for races. Like I'll share anybody race. You follow what I'm saying? I'll share anybody race, but sometimes people, like, I think they got the wrong impression about me want to lock a race in at Bobby race and no other race. I have to go with my team going. If not, I'm not going to have no help.
Uh-huh.
You follow what I'm saying? I have to go with my tuner going and know that he going to be there. He don't tune cops for a living. He do it because it's what he love to do.
Uh-huh.
So I have to go at a convenience.
Yeah. Right.
I have to go with the convenience of where I can go.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, hold on. Tim House.
Oh, shit.
Tim House.
Big son of a gun. Shepherd.
Hey, Tim House. This motherfucker said get him on the show and then this bitch won't talk. Hey, Tim House.
Come on, man.
I'm going to hang this bitch up, man. Fuck him. Fuck, I get him on the show and he don't talk. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, he another one. He won't race me.
Oh, man, not the big Shepherd.
Cars that sit better than me, they won't even race me. I don't even know why.
Lord, how much?
But getting back to Keisha, I mean, I don't have no reserve about not running them or running them. You follow what I'm saying? It's just it's gonna happen when it happens. That's all. It's definitely gonna happen on my end.
Good report.
Okay. All right. No problem.
I'm gonna call Tim House back one more time.
Yeah, he said he wanted to get on the show and not call, and the bitch don't talk.
The big son of a gun.
Hello,
Tim House. What's the hell you want? Don't. Yeah, you was on there the first time, you big fat stinking motherfucker.
Damn.
It didn't connect.
All right, well, we connected now. What's your question, Tim? Okay. What's the question? You got a question. You got the flow.
I hope you don't get upset, but let me ask it. For at least 2 to 3 years, Mudbone, which is Big Eddie, been telling y'all about this doggone Leroy was coming. He knew this day was coming.
The chain dragon.
And now all of a sudden, the man got in here, and y'all didn't even recognize that Mudbone been telling y'all all this time that this man was coming, that there was a freight train coming, and y'all didn't acknowledge Big Eddie. He didn't say a word about it. And I just said, let me tell dog that that was basically a little bit on the disrespectful side. Y'all talked about the man like a dog in the street.
Hold on, Ryan. Stay out this, Ryan. Now, Tim House, we was talking about the Mudbone, not that car Mudbone. We talking about Big Eddie's car. So don't come in with that bullshit talking about we didn't get no props. I ain't never seen that motherfucking car before. We talking about the car that Big Eddie had. This a whole other Mudbone. This is Mudbone, I reckon, 2.0 or 1.0. So now I'm going to say this again, and I'm going to say it for everybody before you, Tim. If you felt like we didn't talk about it, your bitch ass had the same as anybody else. You could have came on here and said all you wanted to say about it. Doc matter, you can come on here now and you want to say the whole show and get in props. So, motherfucker, don't sit back and say we got to get in props. Mm-hmm. You want to get in props? You got the motherfucking flow. Give him all the fucking props you want.
Damn.
Well, I just want to tell ladies and gentlemen, I just thank Mudbone Big Eddie for acknowledging that this car was coming. And I want to thank him. I appreciate it. Down through the years, he's been telling us it was coming. And it arrived. What a storm out there, boy. That was a storm coming, and I knew it. So I said,
Lord,
thank you.
Mercy.
But I just wanted to let that Big Eddie know. We remember you, Eddie. We remember everything you said.
Hey, but, so Hurricane
Mudbone.
Hey, but Big Tim Ellis, I'm going to ask you this. You said a storm was coming. My storm is already here. Nobody acknowledged that my storm. I didn't fucked up a lot of people. And you don't get on here and say nothing because.
They did.
You
they
don't
already
say,
did.
Oh,
they said
no,
that you were the
no,
leader. You said you
were
the leader.
I'm your fucking leader. But I'm gonna make you understand that I'm your fucking leader. Because every time you get on the phone with me, you better acknowledge me. Because you ain't done nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? You better get that car out there. And only thing
Lord,
I can tell you is you got the back tire forever.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Not
forever.
The big son of a gun.
And I mean that.
Damn, get up, Tim. Get up, Tim.
Come on, Shepard.
Damn, Tim, I told you don't go over there fucking with them people. I told you don't go fuck with them people, Tim. Damn.
Oh, man. Lord, how much?
Tim, you all right, Tim?
I love.
Tim out.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to give Big Eddie his props. I just wanted to give Big Eddie his props.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, no, they did that. They did that job. They did a good job.
I didn't say nothing about they did that job.
I
didn't say that. All I was concerned about was Big Eddie.
But hold on, Tim. Tim, let me say this here, Tim. Tim, on the battle report, who was the contract killer? Who was the contract killer of the week?
Can't remember all that.
See, that just goes to show you ain't you ain't
paying attention. I heard you. I was on.
You just running your goddamn mouth. That man got a certificate.
Get out of there, Shepard. Get out of there, Shepard.
A certificate for everything. He got a certificate and everything for being the contract killer of the goddamn week. And you talking about we didn't
mud
recognize
bone.
It. You telling a goddamn
mud
lie.
Bone.
You didn't even pay attention.
Did you?
Yeah.
You said Leroy. You didn't even mention Big Eddie.
Oh, man.
Fuck Big Eddie. Don't you know, goddamn it, if you go out there and do something, sometime the driver get the recognition, sometime the goddamn it, the owner get the recognition.
Owner.
If you don't understand this shit, take your motherfucking ass on back in that goddamn hole you been in, motherfucker.
Damn,
fuck
Shepard.
Big Eddie. Hey, fuck Big Eddie.
That is so disrespectful.
Yeah. This motherfucker come out. We didn't say nothing about Big Eddie. Big Eddie did a goddamn thing. If Big Eddie is mudbone, then he's mudbone. I ain't got to say no fucking Big Eddie. Fuck Big Eddie.
Lord,
mudbone.
How much?
That's
so
all I know. It's mudbone.
Damn, Willie.
No.
Throw the towel in.
You want to say if you want to get Big Eddie some props? Tell Big Eddie to get his bitch ass in the goddamn seat, and me and him can goddamn do something. Whoop me, then he can get some fucking props if he wants some props.
Throw the towel in, Shepard. Throw the towel in.
I'll say this. This is all I can say.
Get them
gunfire
getting
nasty.
This is all
I can say.
Big Tim out. Hey, Big Tim out.
Huh?
When are you getting up there? When are you getting up there?
Hold on. All the accolades. Listen to this. Let me put it this way. I was your leader for a while too. I've been your leader,
man.
Your leader. That's because you hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Everybody over talking to me. Watch this.
Hold
on.
Because
you want to show it. I'm gonna say what I got to say. You not gonna say what you want to say.
Nobody ever said.
Let me put it this way.
Nobody ever said that.
Let me take it back. Let me take it back. All I'm going to say is I'm sorry. But watch this. I'm going to say this. I was the hall with the big nuts in the barnyard. When you saw that big red something trot up out of there, you came and gave me that punk out money with the quickness. You didn't want
Damn.
No trouble. Now that I made you spend $100,000, now all of a sudden now you the hall with the big. I don't care nothing about
you.
But I'm going to
you
give me time. Just as much time as you had, I'm going to get some. And when I get ready... you ain't got to look for me. I know your name. I know exactly. I don't have to even do nothing. They going to get you on the phone with the quickness anyway.
Oh,
damn.
Man.
I don't care nothing about you. I don't care nothing about your race
damn,
program.
You hear that?
Why don't you lock in? Can you lock in for Tate Race?
No. You didn't tell me. You got up there and did all that experiment, got your car together. I didn't even know you had another car. And all of a sudden now you coming and bullying everybody. No, you can't bully me. I'm going to get right. And when I get right, I'm going to come to see you. I ain't worried about
you. You ain't never going to get that job right.
I don't care nothing about no job.
Damn,
I told you three times, four times, five times.
Hey,
don't care nothing about
this.
No dirty Diana.
Hey, listen to this.
I don't care nothing
you and everybody
around
you.
But I know one thing.
Hey,
all them people at your track, I came all the way over to 130, over to 41. I came over there and visited you in your backyard. When you saw that red summer gun leave that gate,
don't cuss me out,
and shook around, you came over and gave me that real quick.
You didn't want no trouble. I didn't care nothing about your turbo car. I don't care nothing about them turbo cars. I didn't care nothing about them pro charger cars. I didn't care nothing about them.
Yeah.
I got right up there with them.
I hit that button at about 10 minutes.
I didn't ask him for none of that.
You know,
I didn't care nothing about it.
Hey, but
you
want
to get
out
of here? Your mind won't be good. Your mind won't be good.
I'm doing something.
Lord have mercy.
When I get ready, I'm going to get out of here.
Get on them, Shepard. Damn, Shepard.
Why don't you get up there?
Don't
how long is it going to take? How long is it going to take?
Whenever I get done. It'll take when I get done. It'll take when I get done.
You need to be quiet. You need to be quiet.
I can't be quiet.
Oh, man. Not go back to the
car. You know
why
I can't be quiet? I can't be quiet because I have a race car. And matter of fact, you didn't want no trouble. Now you want trouble. Now you want trouble. You didn't do nothing bad. All the money you got, all the cars you in here, you didn't want no trouble with that red son of a gun I got. No way, no how. I came in your backyard, threatened you, locked you in, and told you to get up there.
You
didn't want no trouble.
I was looking for you last year.
I was going to rip you to pieces. Man, you didn't want no trouble with me.
I was looking for you last year.
See, that's what I don't like about these guys. That's why I tell you. All these professional middlemen, all these gangsters, all these guys, I don't want to hear all that junk, man.
These
professional race car drivers,
when are you
all
gonna,
that. I don't want to hear all that, man.
Ready?
Yeah, let me explain something to you. If you really wanted to, you would have had opportunity to get me. You hadn't put me in. You had did all those things, but now all of a sudden, now you the king of the drag strip. No, it don't be like that. I know what I got to do to get you. I ain't worried about you. You don't mean nothing to me. Them other guys scared of you. Asalaam Orion. I don't care nothing about no Ryan. Nothing.
Get
I didn't care nothing about
Ryan.
You then, and I don't care nothing about you now. What you should have did is kept your word and got up there with me and raced me anyway. You were the one talking all that junk. I came to your backyard and pulled out that kicks out ready to get this. Let's go.
Get up, man.
Leon got up there and let that button go. And when he let all that fire shooting at the pipe, and when you saw that thing, then you came right over immediately and gave me the punk out money.
My car wasn't ready.
I was an old, stupid old man, but I came in your backyard with big nuts. I didn't care nothing about you.
I never seen
your car. I didn't care nothing about you at all.
Hey,
lock him in. I'm sick of his mouth. I said, Leon, lock him in. I'm sick of his mouth. Lock him in.
Right.
I don't like the way he talks.
Right.
Get up there.
I'm curious.
Get up, Ryan.
I'm curious on when you're going to lock me in. When you going to lock me in?
I've already did. I'm in your pile. You wait on me. I got your money. You wait on me.
I done messed over. Watch this. I done messed over.
I don't care what you did.
You think I don't have
I don't care what you see. You they leader. I never acknowledged you as my leader.
Hey,
I don't care nothing about your race program.
I didn't come out. I done messed up everybody around.
Give me time. I see everybody go out there and break their mold. I didn't see running over there hollering at them. You waited on Mudbone.
You say I'm doing what?
You waited on Mudbone.
You had to wait on Bobby.
When you locked that man in, you had to wait on Bobby Colray. You got to give me time. I got other things I'm doing.
He locked in.
All the people, every man that I got his money, they on my butt about wanting to get back up there. I told you, come on. You didn't want none. Everybody said, why in the race you came out? Man, come on, man. You had a turbo, whatever, Mustang. I'd have run out your life. Matter of fact, if you had asked me, I'd have gave you the back tie and the lead. I'd have run over that junk you had. I don't like the way that man talked. Lock his behind in. Sick of him. Lock him. And they did. Just that. You saw that Thunderhawk lead. You came right over there and gave me that money. You didn't want no trouble. I was going to run out your life. Not out of your life. I was going to run out your soul. I was going to leave you sitting there.
Damn.
You didn't want no trouble. You didn't want no trouble with me, but I don't fear you. Look, a lot of them guys fear you, and they bow down to you. I ain't doing none of that. I don't care nothing about you.
Nothing, tap, man.
Nothing.
But then,
I don't care nothing about
you.
Oh, yeah, I got
but then, when are you
going to
get back to
that? When I
hey,
get ready,
are you gonna get
I'll be right there.
Okay.
I'm gonna be ready.
When?
I'm gonna be ready. You got
when?
All that data on your car. I ain't got nothing. My car still broke.
That ain't. Hold on. That ain't. Hey, but you don't get data on cars like yours.
I
it don't matter what you
I,
do.
I don't have no. I don't have
no
the money.
Thing
you got,
is,
man. I gotta wait. Give me
yeah,
a little time to get my little money together. I'm
yeah,
on a fixed income.
Come on, data.
I retired, man. I'm on a fixed
income.
I do need data. I know what I need. I know I need to be right when I come after you.
Even if you're at your best, man, it ain't
because
gonna be
you know
enough.
Why?
I'm just
let me tell you
right
why.
Now.
I've been running out
it
of my
It ain't even
going to
be enough.
I got you. I got Chuck. I got Junior with these turbos and pro chargers and all
how
that.
You
gonna
be running out your, how you going to be running out your class when
I
got all the
people? I don't have what you guys got, man. But that ain't the problem. The problem is you ain't giving me time. You trying
have
to rush
seen,
me.
Hold
on.
Hold on. Have
you
seen
my can't car? Trick me.
I don't have
you can't
what
trick
you
me.
Have.
I'm gonna let you know. No, you.
I don't
yeah,
have
you
what
do.
You. Hey, hold on. I don't have
yeah,
what you
do.
Have, but I'm gonna give you the back tire.
Yeah, you do.
Whenever we broke, you got
the
I know that. I know that.
Guarantee
that. I've already heard that. It's all. It's recorded on this tape. I got that. I'm gonna take
yeah.
it too.
Yeah,
and I'm
gonna give it to you.
And guess what? Guess
show
what
you.
Else I'm gonna do?
Hey, I'm gonna show you.
I know you're not.
I'm
no, you're
show
not.
You
I'm gonna show you what Houdini do. You know what Houdini do? He disappear. Watch when I go to high. I'm gonna leave you sitting there, man. You ain't talking to me.
No, you won't.
Talking to somebody
no, you
else,
won't, man.
You talking to somebody?
Man, you
might you're say, talking you. To somebody, man. You crazy?
You ain't got,
I don't
you
fear
even,
none of you guys.
Hey, look.
And watch it.
You
I don't fear none of you. And tried y'all.
Listen,
I tried all of
y'all.
I don't fear nothing about you.
Look, y'all don't have not one person over there in Michigan that can whoop me. That's why I'm y'all fucking
probably,
leader, too.
Wait a minute, hold on.
You
and that might be true.
That, can whoop me.
That might be true.
Name
that might
person.
Be true.
Name one person. One person.
I said that might
that
be true.
Me. No, there's name.
All I can do is say
name
that
one
might
person.
Be true.
No, ain't no
all
be true nothing.
Is,
that's why. Hold on.
We don't know.
We,
nobody got up there with
probably
you yet,
they,
man. We don't know.
They scared. I got my foot on their neck.
Okay, well, all I can,
you
all
what
I can do, man, is tell you.
Hey, I got my foot on their neck,
you
man. They
you
know
gotta be patient.
Move.
You got to be patient. This is the first race that didn't happen by the
hey, man, y'all pay me.
Season.
Hey, look. Hey, man, y'all pay me rent. Man, you know how much money I didn't get from y'all?
Baby, hold on.
Michigan
and we're going to give you respect until one of us tap that butt for you.
Yeah, okay. We act like it. You don't
let me show
you. I'm on
let
the
me show
you.
Me? Let me show you how this. Let me show you. I don't like to do this because I don't like to signify and all that. But watch this. I noticed one thing. You ain't running over there telling Mudbone that you'll blow his behind, give him the back tie.
Hey,
and all
guess,
you. See,
hey,
you learned. Wait a minute. Hold on. What
hey,
happened is
I,
he put
hold
you.
On,
in,
hold on.
Wait a minute.
See,
he put
I
you in your place
hey,
and let you know you ain't as bad as you think you are. You think you bad.
I'm getting back up there with him. Don't get this shit twisted.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm
yeah,
getting back.
Well, then,
hey, I already
you,
told
well, when that going to happen?
Hey,
when that going to happen?
Look.
When that going to happen? When that going to happen?
Hey,
don't run.
Hey,
don't,
Tate
don't when that.
Hey,
oh,
Tate
oh, 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 okay. Okay,
Tate
that's what I like to hear. As long as you put a time in the
Tate
table,
Race.
I like that. But I can't
okay,
do
you like
I
that?
I got that kind of thing. I like that.
Okay. No, you ain't got
that
type
from you.
Hey, you ain't got those type of balls.
I ain't got that. I
ain't got
that kind of balls or confidence. But I know one thing. I don't fear you. You can believe that. I don't fear you at all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, okay. Well then, reserve a day.
And remember, what last time you were so cocky, you told me you gave me one and one. I like that.
Hey, reserve a day. That's all I can tell you.
That's all I can do. That's all I can do is reserve a date. But right now, I want it to be known. Tim Howes ain't scared of you. Tim Howes ain't going to respect you like that. Mm-mm. I ain't bowing no knee. You got to whoop me, then I'll bow knee. If you whoop me. And if I, and like Dog used to say, if I don't feel I like what I saw, I'm going to try you again.
That's right.
I ain't satisfied with that little butt whooping you gave me. I ain't satisfied with it.
Dog done just said, though, dog, do it.
Well, that's all I can do. Oh, hold on. Hey, dog, you know that as soon as they said that, I tried Junior's Pro Charger and Turbo Car. I wasn't satisfied. I got right back up and tried him again.
But you know what? I saw what I saw. I didn't like it. I didn't
that what you
do it. Come on.
Hey, but that's what you're supposed to do.
That's what I do. That's what I'm supposed to do. I did what I said I was gonna do and did. But there's a whole lot of middlemen on the phone. They all talking, but ain't a whole lot of them ain't never grabbed a hold of Big Red. Hello? Where they at? Oh, they going to go find somebody else. They got to get on the show and go get some brand name. Let me go get Salty. I can't run with Salty, but I'll knock side of your behind. I know that. I might not be a run with Salty, but I'll run over you, Cracker Jack.
Oh, shit.
Don't care nothing about them. I ain't never cared about them. I'll blister they behind. I don't care nothing about them. Whether I get whooped or not, I don't care nothing about them. They got to whoop me.
Yes,
I tried all them name brands, Chucks and Donye's and Kale City Kale. I tried them all. Don't matter if I got whooped or not, but I tried them. And I don't care nothing about Ryan either. I don't care nothing about it. You got to whoop me. You went fast on that pass, but you got to go fast on me.
Damn.
Don't care nothing about you and your race program. All the rest of them bow down to you, not me, because I got some over there I deal with you with. I don't care nothing about you.
What about you and Leroy? What about you and Leroy? You mess with that, though, is
it? A certain time, sometimes a man has to know his limitations, dog.
All right.
Hey, Tim out, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
Yes, come on with it, Big Eddie. Amen. Come on with it.
Man, don't stretch yourself out, man, talking about me. Because my family know who I am, and it's all about what they think about me. I don't give a damn about what nobody else think, man. You're right. I told them
Big Eddie, I heard you for 2-3 years talking about it, Eddie.
Yes,
I told you told us all that there was a storm coming. You told us it was coming. And I just wanted them to acknowledge it. Eddie told us his
and
day was
I'm
coming.
A little
Eddie
more,
told us that.
I'm a little more proud of that storm than what they think, you know, while they looking at everybody's pocket. And there's a whole lot of people out there that ain't set foot in the race car, but they give them all the knowledge in the world. And if I was in good shape, I'd be in the car. I ain't got no problem with that.
But it ain't got nothing to do. Hold on, Big Eddie. It don't have nothing to do with nobody getting those. Those are just called haters. They ain't got shit to do with nobody getting the getting
just,
no damn race car
hating,
because
just,
some of the fastest
hating,
people.
All,
hey, the
all
fastest
I'm
people in the world don't drive that shit.
I got my family, the people I'm important to, and when anybody else think it don't matter, but if they want to get something put on their ass, I bet I can put that car on their ass anytime I want to. It's just as simple as that.
I think you did tell me that long time ago, Eddie. You did say
yes,
that. Man. And I didn't hear nobody rebuttal that. I didn't hear no. I said, Eddie, I'll lock it in anytime I get ready. Come on. And I didn't hear nobody say nothing. Nobody rejected it. I just wanted dog and the panel to know that I respect you, Eddie. I think that you did tell us that. And I will remember exactly what you said.
Well,
and all the rest
of these people
want to get some recognition.
More people know Mudball. More people relate Mudbone to Big Eddie than they do to Leroy on this end.
That's
so,
correct.
So
I agree with that.
Because that's all I've been hearing from Mudbone.
Yeah, Leroy, my guy. And we came.
I don't have no problem. I want to give Eddie his props. I wanted to give it to him, and I don't mind giving it to those who deserve it. But all these guys that go out and spend a few dollars and become superstars all of a sudden now, they ain't paid the price like we did. I've been racing since I've been riding on a mini bike. I've been doing it. I know when I see a real one. I see a real one. See, some people just want recognition. I just want to whoop their behind. I remember what Brandon said one day. He said, we ain't trying to be the best. We just want to whoop the best. That's why I'm looking that way to Dirty Diana. I'm looking that way.
Oh,
Whit said something one day. I'm looking for who looking for me. That's what I'm doing.
Hey, Brandon,
I'm doing my own thing.
Get that damn out.
I'm doing
hey,
my
well,
homework,
how
man.
How can you say
you believe that? I'm
hey,
doing my homework.
How can you say what Brandon say, and I'm his leader too? How can you say that? How can you say such a thing?
Uh-oh.
I'm Brandon's leader, so I don't know y'all.
Because
you didn't
he
say
said
what
it.
You didn't hear what it. No, but Brandon ain't nobody.
Said. But he
I
said,
said
oh
no,
damn. Well, watch this.
Go
I hate to do
go
this.
Get him. Yeah, go get him.
Let me put it this way. How can I put it this way? Because I don't want nobody to get real upset. When he was strapped
but
in that dog on
one thing I can say is that me.
Well, let me put it this way.
Ryan,
when he strapped in there, when Brandon strapped in there and went at her, y'all was amazed. They said that boy riding over
oh,
there.
No, we wasn't.
I didn't hear you say nothing.
No, we wasn't.
I didn't hear you say.
No, we
wasn't.
Hold on. Hold on. We weren't amazed. We was trying to run. We was gonna run Q that same day. Why would we be amazed?
Huh?
What has he done? Huh?
Uh oh.
Well, he whooped Herb and them. That's all I can tell you.
Herb, what does that mean? What does that mean? What?
That's
what
your that's your leader. That's your leader. Ain't that your leader?
He's a motherfucking. Hey, you's a motherfucking lie. Man, we got stuff over here to run straight through these weak motherfuckers.
Oh,
and
shit.
We got an arsenal on this side of town.
Oh shit!
What the fuck are you talking
nah,
about,
wait
man?
Wait a minute! Wait a minute! Wait a minute! Wait a minute, dog!
I
know you sharper than this.
Look!
I know one thing. You
man,
sharper.
We ain't
stuck. You sharper than this.
Look,
wait,
we
a
don't
minute.
Give a fuck
wait a minute,
about
dog!
Right
you
now.
Sharper than this. All
look,
of a sudden,
right
he said, "I'm your leader." Now he talking about we. Now you talking about we. See, I catch
you
all this stuff now.
Hold on,
I've been
said,
laughing.
You didn't say
I've been learning.
What
do you mean
Herb has
we?
To do with me?
What
so hold on. What does, what
I,
does,
wait,
what
hold
does Herb?
I told you when Brandon
you said
what he said,
hold on, you want me to,
it was when
you
he
want
was
me to
running
you?
One of those guys like that.
Hey, do you want me to tell
Herb ain't
you?
No,
want me to tell
Herb
you
ain't
how,
no
how
punk.
I said we?
Herb ain't no punk. He's showing up for real, you know?
Oh, okay, I mean, but you, hey, but that's. That's your opinion. I mean, like you said it, like he.
That is my
like
opinion.
He's somebody.
I'm entitled
but
to.
But right now.
I'm entitled
right
to.
Right now, we'll run any nicest car in Grubbs Racing right now, as we sit. Any motherfucking Grubbs Racing that got a nicest car, we'll run
Okay.
So I don't know what
all
to
right.
tell you. That's all I can tell
shit.
You. That's all I can report in.
Find
out the
hard
way.
All I can do is say you're correct.
Hey, but find out the hard way.
I have never heard you not keep your word. I never heard that.
All right, then.
I just said, don't think that I didn't never try you. And I said, hey, come on. And I told Leon, hold on, Leon. I don't like the way this man talking. He got a little arrogant attitude. Let me check his. Let me check him out right quick.
But why
and
you bringing?
You know
why you bringing Leon?
And I hey.
But
hey,
why you bringing
hey,
Leon in?
That was my driver, and that was my car. And I told him, lock your behind in. I'm sick of your mouth. Lock him in. And you know what you
but,
did?
But
you came right
to,
over there and gave me the
hey,
punk
but you
out.
Want
hold
me
on.
To tell you this?
You, hold on. You came over there and gave me the punk out money. That means you didn't want no trouble
but
with
can
me,
I tell you? Hey, but can I tell you this?
No, you can't. No, you
don't
can't
bring,
tell me nothing.
Don't bring
you
Leon
can't
up. Don't bring
I'm
Leon
not,
up.
He drove
know,
the cop.
We know,
everybody
hey, we
everybody in the country
story.
Saw him drive the cop. Everybody
hey,
saw him drive the cop, and everybody heard him lock in.
Look.
Everybody heard
don't
that.
Don't bring him up.
I got to bring him up. He's driving the car. When hey, my driver is part of me. My driver
up,
was part
hey,
of the car.
Hey, well, bring up what? Bring up
all
what?
All hey, dog, you sharpen in this. The man know I ain't telling no lie because he ain't said I lie. I told him I'm sick of his mouth. Lock him in, Leon. I didn't care
but
about
dude,
nobody else.
But
lock
was,
him in.
You talking
I'm
about
his mouth.
10 years ago.
That's all I can do. You didn't say nothing to me when I had
ago.
The car running.
No,
you
but that was 10 years ago.
I was at the tracks all the time. Mm-hmm. Everybody saw me at the track with the car.
That was
you
10 years ago.
Chuck, you can ask Donye. You can ask Tate the Great. I was always at the track. I came even all the way over there to, was it a Big Drags race? Drag Nation. I've been over there to Big Champs race. I've been everywhere that they asked me to come, and I came.
Well, come.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't race, do this.
And you didn't want no trouble, and you didn't
this.
Lock me in. No. Don't
hey,
tell
me
nothing, because I was there.
I want you
I
to
was
come
at everybody's track.
Come to where
I came
be
to the backyard. No, you wait till I
hey,
get
come
there.
To where,
you can wait.
Hey, come
I got your money. You ain't got mine. That's what you do. You got me bad because you know
what?
I'm on this phone, and I'm telling the whole world I don't care nothing about your race program.
I
don't care about all your
stuff. I have the whole Michigan
money. I don't care because guess what? No, I never got on the phone and said nothing. Everybody know I don't say nothing like that. If I win, I don't brag. I just come up and say, hey, good race, man. Glad we made it safely. I don't say that. Everybody know I don't say that. You can ask Eddie, Big Larry, Uncle Larry. You can ask Tate the Great. They don't never hear me talk like that. But you, I told him, I'm sick of your mouth. Lock him in, Leon. That's what I told him. I'm sick of that man's mouth. I'm going to show him something. I'm going to show him something. Wait till I turn these doggone go-go juice on. I'm going to show him something. Uh-huh. I'm going to run out that man's life. I don't care nothing about his turbo car. Care nothing about it. I don't care about Junior's turbo car. I didn't care nothing about Junior's Pro Charger car. I got up there with him. Bump them. Don't care nothing about him. And don't care nothing about you. So give me time. I'm coming. I'm doing my homework right now.
Amen. Amen.
Don't care nothing about
get
you,
up,
man.
Up,
you
Ryan.
Got it all twisted, Jim. I'm the one wearing the Stacey Adams around here. I don't care if Mr. Right. Cow on my back a lot of times. Don't worry about me. I'm coming.
You the hog in the in the barnyard with the big
with
nuts.
The big nuts in here. I'm the one. I don't care if Michigan on my back a many a time. And guess what? You ain't got to believe me. Ask Willie Dog. Willie Dog, you will see me at the track.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You ain't got to worry about it. Yep. You ain't got to call them down there. They see me down there at Mike Hill's race. You ain't got to worry about that. Tell them I've been there. Don't,
yep,
don't worry about me.
Yep,
so when the motor coming out of the shop, though? So when the motor coming out of the shop?
Uh-oh. I got the motor. Don't worry about it. Too much information. I got that.
Damn.
But I'm just talking about what I'm trying to keep it real. I don't bow to no. You got to whoop me to make me bow. And if I ain't satisfied with it, you got to whoop me again.
That's right.
Then I'll say,
right.
Okay, it's a bad man right there. I got to leave that man alone. I ain't got no business messing with that. But to call you my leader, you crazy as Chicken Little, man. I'm the one wearing the state gas around here.
Get up, Ryan.
Now, I don't care nothing about no guy wearing no gym shoes. I'm the one wearing the Stacey Adams around here, brother. Believe that. And say, like, see the wheel didn't show up? I show up. You can ask any of them, Ryan. You can ask, because he know because I was there because he paid me. You can ask Big Sham. You can ask Drag. You can ask Drag Nation News. You can ask Peso. You can ask any of them up there. I've been there. Every one of them shows, I've been there.
You can't talk to the leader like
your,
that.
Now
big,
all of a sudden, the man's got a good race program, and now he the king of the wheel. No, you ain't my king.
You cannot talk to the leader like that.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can, because I got his money. As long as I got his money, I'm all right. You ain't got mine. I got his. I know what happened. I was standing there. I said, Leon, hold on, man, Leon. Because even one time when Bobby Cole was over there, I said, hold on, Leon, hold on. Listen to me. He said, okay. Okay, you can hear that big song, Go and Get Up in the Water. Whoop, whoop, whoop. When he came out, I said, uh-oh. When he let that button go, Ryan came and gave me the money immediately. I don't want no trouble with that.
Can you repeat that, Tim? Repeat it one more time. What's your car do?
When he let that button go, Lord have mercy.
Whoa. You want to go, I had
flames all day. Was giving me a text. They had flames all over the next lane. It's Lord, man, it burnt my paint job, man. You got to do something about track. Say, well, you know, that ain't in the track rules, man. I don't care nothing about y'all. You know it, and everybody else know I don't care nothing about you.
Tell them about them Indians.
Hey, boy, they were talking that junk. I said, hey, hold on. They was all cheering, running all down the track. I said, hold on, Big Red ain't went to high gear yet. Hey, man, I went right by they behind. Yes, they behind. Don't care nothing about them. Don't care nothing about them.
And them pointed to Stacey Adams fit any kind of booty hole.
Yes, sir. Stacey Adams, baby. I don't care nothing about no gym shoes. See, he come on that Buffalo and all the rest of them. Big Tim don't care nothing about them.
What kind of Stacey Adams got on, Tim?
Size 13.
Oh,
13. They got leather all around and got a little, what they call it, leather on the top of them. Right? Oh, they something else. They're pretty too,
boy. Yes, sir.
Bass on gun, them Stacy, baby. See, they threaten all the rest of them guys. I don't care nothing about them. They can't come on and buffalo me, because everybody know I showed up at every race, all the different tracks. I don't care nothing about them.
Them pimps, they had them steps on them, taps on them, Stacey Adams.
I don't care about them, Ryan. They know it. That's why I keep my mouth shut, because they told me, you ain't got oil pressure, keep your mouth shut. I keep my mouth shut, and they come and bother me. I don't bother them. But I ain't going to tolerate that foolishness. I ain't tolerating that foolishness. Ryan did everything I said I was going to do. Every time I told him I'm showing up, I show up.
I don't know who on that speakerphone, but they need to hang that speakerphone up, man.
Yeah,
damn.
That's
right.
There you go. Thank you very much. This man come on this show and threaten me, and I don't have no problem with it. I don't take it personal. I just know that's grudge racing. I learned to get a little thicker skin, dog. I don't get mad. But I know one thing going to come on here and lie on me. I locked him in because I was tired of his mouth. I never seen the man. I said, this man get on this lefty and all these guys get scared of him. I said, what are they scared of this guy for? Man, that's Ryan. You know, he got a lot of money. I said, what that got to do with it? He got to have heart. He got to have big kahuna. And I'll bring that big red.
He's the only one with money. He's the only one with money.
Hey, Leon, I'm sick of his mouth. I don't care about the rest of them. Lock him in. I don't care about the rest of them. Lock him in. Man, the dog on track owner said, hey, man, hold on. Hey, can y'all do something? Check the track, man. That man left. I felt the vibrations up in the tower. That man left and shook the ground when he left out of here. You don't want no trouble with Big Red, boy. Not me.
Damn.
I don't care nothing about him.
Better get some manners.
Oh, shit.
I know that. I'm telling you, these guys coming in Buffalo. They didn't spend a few dollars all of a sudden out of the Kingdom Hearts.
Regular,
I got heart, man.
Hold on, man. Y'all,
I'm old school.
I know y'all ain't ran.
I came in y'all game.
Y'all ain't ran off the show now. Y'all ain't ran off the show now.
I came in they game.
Ryan ain't up the show now.
Man.
Hey, Tim, I like how you do the burnout box, Tim. I like how you do the burnout box.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Willie Dog.
Nothing about it.
Is it too late? Is it too late to change my bear report? I want to change my bear.
Who the bear flop?
Tim House.
He might be the bully too, ain't he? He the bully too, ain't he?
Yeah, he the bear, the bully, he all of it.
Now, who the official bully of the week?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mess up the show. Sorry.
It was Three Lug.
Three Lug?
I think it was Three Lug.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was Three Lug.
I remember you went over it twice, dog. You gave the official, then you came back and repeated it. I can't remember. I was not listening real closely.
It was Three Lug. Three Lug was the bully.
Who got a Lamar Sanford? I hope that Larry did, right?
Look on the goddamn internet, bitch. You late motherfucker. You was on last night with all that bullshit. You stupid motherfucker. If you don't goddamn know by now, you ain't about this game. Get your dumb ass out of here if you don't know, motherfucker.
Down.
Fuck yourself. Be the first piece you got, bitch.
Damn, Willie. How long you been holding that in, Willie?
Since this motherfucker want to come on here today, the bad report was put out yesterday. Everybody, they don't know about now. They don't need to be on here asking about it. They're like, I had to get Tim House, dumbass. Now, Tim House, he revived himself, though. He talking about we didn't get much more, no big editor, no damn props. But they got the contract killer. They got the best looking certificate. Look at that pretty ass certificate they got.
Mm-hmm.
You a pretty motherfucker. Shit. That goddamn contract killer. That contract killer just as tough as that goddamn bow. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, dog, keep it real.
Uh-huh.
Before we came over here, Tim, I say, I'm finna go over there, and I'm finna make them mad, and then if somebody get out of line, I'm gonna get on their ass. Them exact words,
oh,
what he
on,
said
man,
before
man.
He got over here.
But it's okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. He did get on somebody's ass. He got on, goddamn it, Ryan's ass. He got on Ryan's ass. So he,
hey, Willie, dog. I don't go around bragging and talking all kind of junk because I know it'll come back and bite you in the butt. So I just keep my mouth shut. When you don't, you didn't even, you never
get
knew.
A big house.
You never knew I dealt with Ryan. You never knew that. But because I didn't say
that's
nothing.
Right.
Now you want to come on and bully
that's
me
right.
and check me? Hold
that's
on,
right.
Jim Shoe. Hey, I tried. I told you to come on. I was going to bluster your behind. You just didn't know it. But when you figured it out, you gave me the fuck out because you didn't want no trouble.
Yeah.
When you saw that summer gun go in high gear, he said, Lord, I don't want none of that. You sit down, boy. Mm-hmm. You don't want no trouble.
Yeah.
No,
you disrespectful
to the
leader.
Jim, he got a twin turbo. I'll run over his behind. I don't care nothing about him. Him and his twin turbo.
He was
very disrespectful to the leader.
That's because he was a crackerjack to me back then. I didn't care nothing about him. I'm old school
man.
And run over his behind. Didn't care nothing about him. And
ain't
I told
no
him
leader.
That. And told him that and locked him in. Now he want to rush me because he's trying to hurry and get me. I'm going to do my homework. I'm going to do my homework, dog. I know what to do. I know what to do. Don't play with me. I know what to do with him.
Well.
Bump him. He got to wait till I get there. I got his money. Ain't got mine.
Oh, shit.
None of them over there got mine.
Kim, he didn't throw the towel in. Kim, he didn't throw the towel
in. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I got to go back. My brother, Cal City, he got me. I know that really wasn't my fight, but I got to respect Cal.
Yeah,
we got up there to run. We didn't come to play. We got up there to run. That's all.
You got
to
respect the leader too.
No, ain't none of my leader. He ain't none of my leader.
Oh man,
he got to whoop me to make me his leader.
Oh okay.
How this man gonna? Hey, dog told me a long time ago. Tim, yes sir.
And if you don't whoop me right, what do you got to do to him? Tim. If you don't whoop you right, what else you got to do to him? You got to whoop you again.
That's right. You got to whoop me again. I'm going to go right back at him. I don't care anything about it. Because things happen in racing. And things happen.
Right.
If I ain't satisfied with it, get your behind back up there. I don't care nothing about you. Don't care nothing about you, your race program, your name. I don't care about your car. I don't care nothing about you.
Oh,
get up there, Jim Shoe. You talking. I'm wearing Stacey
Adams. Get in his ass, big house.
I don't care nothing about it. I'm the one wearing the Stacey Adams around here.
Get in his ass, big house.
They
wearing the PL Flyers.
They
wearing PL Flyers.
No. Come on, man, Jim Shoe. Hey, what happened to goddamn? I know y'all didn't run Ryan off the show. Ryan, where you at, Ryan? Damn, y'all know damn what it is.
I don't care about that, man. That man know it. See, I just didn't tell all the story. I just let it ride because I was being humble. But he wanted to get too managed. He getting managed. My grandma called it managed.
Managed. Getting out of hand.
Let me tell you something, man.
Yeah,
I got
take that switch
to it, Ryan. I was going to put something on him.
Take that switch to it,
Ryan.
That's
a big house.
Twin turbo. That junk he got, I didn't care. That was junk to me. Man, he got, I don't care. That car he got is junk to me.
Like
I told you with the red, I'll tear your behind up too with that darn twin turbo junk you got. Oh, that's garbage.
Tim, he done throw the white towel in, Tim. He done throw the towel in, Tim. He done throw it in, Tim. He in the shower.
Can you give me that burnout one more time, Tim? Can I get that burnout one more time before you get off it?
Yes.
Oh, damn. She ready now. I see them ease up in there.
Tim, let me have that red break. Let me have that.
That big red song gonna leave there.
Hold on, Clem, clean the notches out one time, Clem. Tim, clean the notches out one time. Clean the notches out one time.
Let me hear them in.
Boom! Boom! God, dog! Christmas can be. They ain't missing nothing.
Y'all making Tim out sure out, man. Y'all making Tim out sure out.
Willie Dog, no, I don't come to the track. That song gun Christmas can be. Boom!
Yes,
boom!
Ready,
damn. Oh, she nasty, boy. Listen to that. Capital G-O-R-I-L-L-A.
demons.
Y'all making Tim show out today, man. Y'all making Tim show out.
I don't care nothing about them. They know that. They know I don't care nothing about them.
Get on the man. Stay on his ass, big
house. Shoot, what the? Hey, Willie Dawg. I grabbed one of the bad ones up here. I said, hold on, hold on, Jim.
Yep.
Get a little man.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yep. Hey, little Will. Yep. What you want to do, man? What you want to do? Get up over there. We got right up there with Lil Will. I ain't got to tell you. Kelly was there. Mike Hill was there. Pine was there. Everybody was there. I didn't have to tell no lie. I came to
Will.
Hey, no,
all the
way.
Hold on. I get on the show.
Hey, Big House. Big House, you got to tell him. Big House, say, ain't no cap in my rap.
That's right. I don't care nothing about being the best. I just want to whoop the best. That's all.
All right. That's a Big House.
I don't care nothing about him. And he the best. Damn. He has got to sit down, relax, wait his turn, and I get it. I'm going to get it. Don't worry about it. You know it's
hard.
Big House holding court. Don't care nothing about him. He is the leader, but he just ain't my leader. He is the leader, but he just not my leader. Don't care nothing about him.
Oh, man.
So what about him?
I didn't want to get disrespectful to the man. I didn't want to put him down. He earned what he did. He racing. He locking in. I like all that. But he can't tell me about it. I'm not bending no knee to him.
What about Chuck?
Chuck already pinned in. Hey, hold up. Here's my list right here. I'm checking it twice. I'm trying to find out who naughty and nice. He on that list.
Man.
Chuck on the list, too. Chuck on the list. He already ink pinned in. Ain't no pencil. He ink pinned in.
Damn.
And I told him that. I said, I got to race Chuck. I got to race Junior before I race any other of these Cracker Jacks. I got to run. I gave the man my word. Don't care nothing about him. Big Red don't fear nothing about them Cracker Jacks. You can believe that.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Big House.
I think you skipped over some details. I heard you say you reached and grabbed Lil Will. How'd that one turn out?
Uh-oh.
I told him all the time. I said, sometimes I race, I get my butt whooped, but I got to do what I got to do. I don't care nothing about it.
Okay.
I don't care nothing about it. I'll tell him in a minute. I will try them, and if I get my butt whooped, I'm satisfied with it, I go and leave him alone. But if I ain't satisfied, I'm coming right back.
Hey, dog, I heard him when he said, when you said, how about mud balls? He said, man, it's got to know its limitations.
He just put on their neck, Big House.
No, no. Yes, sir. I'm trying to do that. They got mad at me because I was trying to protect your reputation, Brandon. And I said, I know you can handle it, but I just didn't like it at that moment. What has he done? Didn't you see him grabbing hold of them boys over there? Come on, man. Brandon don't care nothing about them. He don't want to be the best. He just want to whoop the best. I told him that. Man, every 5 minutes, somebody getting Ryan on the phone to grab a hold of me, trying to make me feel like I'm terrified. You must be crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
I just don't say nothing, dog. This ain't the first time. I got a lot of their money. They just don't. They don't. I don't say nothing because it can happen any moment. I get my butt tucked. But I don't tell you. I got a whole lot of different ones over there. I got their money. You can believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Big Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care nothing about them.
Damn.
Stokey, he been standing there. Big Red let that button go. Good God Almighty, did you see that thing step up out of there?
He let the button go, man.
Whoa. That's dizzy, boy.
Shepherd.
Leave a Cracker Jack sitting there.
That's right. Damn.
Let me hear this
that's
thing here in the hack here.
They all. I can see them all running down the track. Ah, that's good. I said, Big Red ain't went to high gear yet. Boom! Hey, there goes them cheese. Hunt Mary, hunt Sally.
That's right.
See the first sister, and then that's Mary.
The other one's Sally. Hunt Mary and hunt Sally and get to running. I don't care nothing about them.
Cracker Jack Ryan.
Dog, man, that's fucked up. That man comes by me.
They saw mud ball did something to me, y'all.
Woo! Can't talk too much, Brandon. I won't say nothing. I want no secrets.
All right, I got something.
Come on,
you
Brandon.
You're getting a little too managed. You're getting a little bit too managed. I just don't like all that managed stuff. My grandmother said, if you act up, I'm going to whoop your behind right where you at. I don't care if you're
mm-hmm.
here, uh-huh. You in the grocery store, you show out on me, I'm going to show out on you. Get up here,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to take
right.
your behind
right.
right up, right where you at.
That's right. That's right.
I don't care nothing about it.
Without.
Doing my homework.
Good.
I don't care about them, Grandma. Doing my homework. Don't care nothing about them. They want to rush me.
So no.
And I did everything I can. Hold on, dog. I think I even want them out there. I got one of the flies. Got me and Ryan up there ready to go. And he paid the funk out with the quickness.
Oh, yeah.
No delay. No delay. Soon as Brad Leon,
no
I mean, Leon let that button go, he came on and gave me the money. I don't want none of that. Don't want none of that.
He ain't put no damn time in. He ain't put no time in retirement or nothing.
I just told the man thank you. I just said thank you, man. No problem. It's cool.
Mm.
I ain't say nothing. I never said nothing. But he gets a little too managed. Somebody keep getting him on the phone to check me. You can't check me, Jim Shoe. I'm the one wearing the Stacey Adams around here. Can't check me.
Oh, man,
that's
a Jim Shoe.
Good
job. That's a Jim Shoe house.
I'm full grown, man. They can't check me.
Tell them, big house. You're hard. You're hard.
That's right. With the big nuts. Yeah, you know that. I don't care nothing about them.
That's a bull.
Put this man on me. They going to check me and get Jersey. Managed.
Tell them nuts they got kids. Them Jersey bull nuts.
Jersey bull nuts.
That's a footlocker.
Willie Dogg can see me. Willie Dogg can see me in Michigan. He can see me in Illinois
yes,
and
sir.
Kentucky,
yes,
down in Georgia. He can see me everywhere where I go.
That's
I've
right.
been there. I don't want to hear all that.
That's
damn,
right.
Man. Now the man,
right.
man has spent a little money. Now he come back. Now he the big dog. Man, come on,
but
man. I'm going to give you respect. But I ain't bowing no knee to you.
You
got
don't
that
think,
all twisted, Jim.
You don't think you're being very disrespectful
yes,
to the leader?
Uh-oh.
No, he ain't my leader. He might be y'all leader, but
uh-oh.
He ain't none of mine.
Uh-oh.
He got to whoop
okay.
me.
Okay.
Well, I've been a knee. He got to whoop me.
Not
to come in about barbarian.
I like
that. Every time they come around, I've been to all these races that they talking about, all these races, and ain't none of them said nothing. Now, all of a sudden, he's been doing this. He know I'm toe up. He knew I got toe up. And he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden they come out kicking and scratching. Come on, man.
Oh.
I don't want to hear all that, man.
Oh.
I was putting in my homework. I was putting in homework.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Every track
yep.
they told
yep.
me, every event I've been to them.
Yep. Yep.
Now all of a
yep.
sudden they show up. I'm ready to race you now. You got to come on. What day you going to give it? Now, hold on, man. I've been out there racing all that time. You ain't said nothing to me. Pour on them Negroes like hot grease. They don't want no problem. Big Red was ready to go. Come on. Hello? I can't hear you. Where you at? Oh, okay.
Damn.
Now they went and did their homework. Now they want to call me out, dog me out, treat me like I'm a punk. No, baby. It didn't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you. All I want to know, if I'm sitting next to him, hey, they don't want to see that.
Big Red, sound like a big chief. Sound like a big chief.
You can believe that. I don't care nothing about all that $5
they
stuff.
Of a
I'm
gun.
Coming, boy. You can believe that. Big Red coming.
That's right.
Well,
that's what they come out there right there.
Timmy took the whole damn show today. Timmy took the whole show.
That's right. I like how you're doing this, house.
Thank you very much, Brandon. Thank you very much. Get on here threatening me, talking all kind of crazy stuff. And I've been nice and humble. I've been quiet. I don't say nothing. And they over here talking that junk, man. I don't hear that mess, man. And guess what? I'm going to tell you something else, Brandon. I hate to do this because I know I'm talking too much. I know I'm talking too much. But one thing I'm going to tell you, if Big Red get in front of him, he can shut that junk off. Only ketchup is on hot dogs and french fries. He ain't catching Big Red.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
let Big Red get in front of him. He can shut that junk off. I don't care nothing about what he got over there. And you heard it from me, Red. You heard it from me, Willie Dog. I don't care nothing about it.
I respect the man.
I do. I respect all that. But as far as him telling me I got to bend a knee and he called me, I'm his leader? No. It don't work like that, Jim Shoot. Don't work like that. You got to whoop me.
Damn.
I'm an old man, and I'm an old man and a young man. Yeah,
man.
I came out of here. I don't care nothing about him.
Man.
Ain't nobody got me. I don't know nobody that got Big Red.
That's right.
Man, well, tell me, prove to me who can ever try to gap Big Red. Got.
You
better believe that. Got.
So, Tim, why
anybody,
you scared
nobody
to run
even
the
think
group?
About it.
Tim, why you be scared to run
I ain't gonna run that grudge, man. That Dre rough, man. That Dre rough, man. I can't run the grudge.
Oh, man, not the Texas Dre.
And there's that I'm gonna drag your ass.
Dre, rough, man.
I know that's got to be a joke. If you run the goddamn, if you're going to run the good of Diana, you can run the goddamn the good.
that's Brother Dre, man. We got to deal with Brother Dre.
Man,
drag me, boy. I tried them on. We don't race Mustang. We don't race Turbo. We don't race Pro Charge. Man, I don't give a ET is easy. Get your punk behind up there. I'm gonna try you, boy.
That's right.
Got a point there, House.
And then put a whole lot of them in the trailer. You can believe that.
That's right.
Care nothing about these boys talking junk to me. I'm old school.
Right,
don't care nothing about them.
That's right.
They must think you're an old fool.
Watch this. I hate to do it. I got to do it, man. But no disrespect, Brandon. Watch this. When Mike Hill got off them keyboards, they didn't say nothing to me. Not one word. Not one word.
Ain't right.
Didn't care nothing about them.
Buffalo.
Now watch this, dog. Yeah. They don't want no trouble. Brandon on them keyboards now. They don't want to say nothing. They don't say nothing to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brandon on it. See, that's why I got the big dogs coming after me. Big dogs that's coming right. after me.
Wow, fucking wow.
Man, yeah, they don't know. They watch this, dog. I walk up to one of them trees and kick that leg up. Taking the
link,
and you see them nuts hanging. They don't want no trouble. They don't want to see.
Yeah.
They don't see no trouble. They think they want trouble.
That's
they don't
right.
want no trouble.
That's right. Talking to Terrence.
I'm the big dog in this bar.
Hey, man,
sound
like you're kidding me, man.
Motherfucker.
How's going on tonight, boy?
Put that damn chameleon wind up, man. Tim, they got drunk on this shit.
You done got too much of it.
Keep getting the man on the truck.
Who that sound like a little dog laughing, man? Who that sound like a little dog laughing?
Talking that junk.
Oh, shit, man.
Don't you see them nuts? Yeah,
yeah.
Don't you see them nuts?
Tim must have went to church twice today.
Trying to find somebody to put me.
They say you got this side hurt over here, Tim. Tim, the man that gave up, Tim. This man gone, Tim. You can leave him alone now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Don't let up off him, Big House.
You know,
oh my God, man!
Hey, when you drop those nuts, do you pull your dog down to pull the seat to the side?
Man,
he cut my leg, but he ain't got no drawers on. He ain't got no drawers on.
God damn! Oh shit, man!
Oh, yeah, I didn't think I thought Tim would run around.
You walk around with no drawers on, you're going commando style. You never know when you got to have quick access. I'm kidding about them.
Yeah.
I wear my pants like this for easy access, baby.
All right. Oh, Lord. I swear, I would have never noticed. If y'all told me Tim ran, if y'all told me Tim ran around off the phone, I would have never believed that shit. Man.
Yeah, I'm kidding about this. They know the truth. They always trying to check me. Oh, hold on, Jim Shoe. Who are you checking? I'm the one with the Stacey Adams. Hold on now.
That's right. High stepping on a Big House.
That's right.
Oh, man. Boy, I'm over here. I was over here crying, man. I was over here crying, boy.
That's what I was thinking about.
Well, is that it for today, y'all? Is that it for today? Anybody else need to get their ass tore up? Anybody else need to get their ass tore up?
Hey, Big House, you got anything else you want to get off your chest?
I'm good right now, Brandon. I'm trying to get things. I'm trying to do the best I can. Do my homework. They said if you do your homework, you won't fail.
I like how you put them cracker jacks in the corner.
You know that. There's nothing about these cracker jacks.
So, Brandon, so do that make Tim the new leader or some shit?
No.
Absolutely.
I'm not a leader. I'm just a force to be reckoned with. They know it.
He on the ballot.
Okay. That's right, Big House. Tell him, Big House.
I don't care nothing about him.
Hey, oh, they had to have emergency election. The leader quit.
Big House.
Yes, sir.
What happened when you kill the leader? You take the leader out.
Yes, sir. The rest flee like crazy. They run like cockroaches when the light come on.
Not the pastor.
I know that. Ain't damn one of them. Damn one of them say, Tim House.
I like that.
I don't be loud. I go over there whisper in the air. You want to do a little something, a little shakedown? Yeah, come on. Let's do this. Get it over with.
Well, y'all asked for Tim to come back. He been gone. Seems like he's back now. Y'all asked for him.
That's how you.
I'm going to do him just like they did, Big Eddie did. There's a storm out over the ocean. And it's moving. This away, they know it's coming.
Right. Amen.
Big Red coming.
Yeah.
Ain't here yet. Yeah. Ain't here yet.
Coming. Don't care nothing about them.
Hey, that's how you put that 350 on somebody's back.
Yes, sir. Don't care nothing about them.
Well, you know, goddamn well, Private Ryan gonna go tell goddamn it, go tell Skin. Skin gonna be on your ass now.
No, Skin pretty cool. Skin neutral. He say I respect that. He stay neutral. If he don't like it, say you got to remember now. Skin used to line me up. Skin used to line me up.
Well, damn sure did.
He sure really believe that.
What's that mean?
Hunt Mary, Hunt Sally. I said, oh, they yelling, they running all down the track. Hunt Mary, Hunt Sally. And all of a sudden they come by. What happened? Tim House got them. Ooh, I told you. Big Red, boy, you can believe that dog a hunt. That's why I got that on the back window.
Hunt.
Underdog. That dog a hunt. You can believe that.
That dog bear a hunt,
that's
there.
Right.
That's scratch.
I don't care nothing about him. I don't care nothing about him.
Nuts.
Damn. Well,
they know it. But they just rushing me. They trying to throw me out of my square, dog. They trying to throw me out. Get him out. I said, hold on, man. I got a lot of things going on. I got a lot of problems. My partner, my mom. I got a lot of things going on. Now, give me a few seconds. I got to get myself together. I went over there the other day. I went over there, opened the garage, and I told her, I said, hold on, baby. I know you've been calling me. I'm coming. Don't worry. It's going to be okay.
That's right.
She calmed right down. She told me to put the headers on her, and she can't make no noise without the headers. Told me to put them on. I said, okay, I'm going to be over to put them on. Just relax. Take it easy, baby. I'm coming.
Put the horns on that chief.
And they talked all that junk, dog. I told them, you ain't got to believe me. Ask Street King. Street King said, oh, yeah, I went over to help him put it over in there. That's right. Don't worry about him, dog. I'm coming. I just got to get myself together. I got a lot of pressure on me, man.
Don't tell you Street King was about an hour to do up to put the whole motor shit in there, though.
We got it in there, dog. I didn't supposed to say that. I'm sorry.
No, 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 no.
We working on things, dog. We working on things.
That was 2 years ago, dog.
That's all right. There's a whole lot of people been working on things for 6 years and they never did it. I've been out, blowed up, back out, blowed up, and back again. Don't worry about it. I'm there. Yeah, I'd be different if I'm lying. Willie Dawg can see me at the track. He'll see me break this shit back in there. I went in and blow the tram. He's like, hey, I'll be right back. Let me get back. I said, I made a trip all the way down to the Carolinas. I've been down there. I was parked right next. As a matter of fact, I can tell you, I was parked right next to Night Train. But that's a bad turbo song gun right there, boy. Woo!
Yep.
That little black thing be whistling.
Living in the fall.
That's Popo,
that be whistling Dixie,
that's Popo.
Baby.
That's Popo, too.
Yes, sir.
Living in the past.
Yes, sir.
Won't let it last.
I don't care nothing about it. They know I don't.
Uh-oh.
They got to whoop me. They just going
to
tell me.
I don't care about all the big house. I don't care about
Tim House, you got a power of knee. You must be crazy, man. Ain't bowing no knee to no youngster.
Well, man,
over there wearing Walmart gym shoes. I'm over here walking to the pair of Stacey Adams. He over there talking about.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hear that.
Shit, I went and bought me a pair of Stacey Adams. I got a pair of Stacey Adams. Them young boys can't wear them things.
You a bad man.
Gotta be a man.
Adams, baby. Hey, dog. When I want to go out and show out, I put on my Johnson Murphy. I put them on. Johnson and Murphy. Put them on. But I love my Stacey. I love my Stacey Adams.
That's right. That's a mark of distinction right there. That's a mark of distinction.
The bottom.
Them Stacey Adams. Them goddamn Stacey's, boy.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Tim Out. Tim Out.
Yes, sir.
Since you close the show down, go ahead and close it down now. Go ahead and close it down. We're going to get out of here. Don't close it down, Tim.
How you want me to do it?
I don't care how you do it. Just do it. Just do whatever you want to do.
Big House. Big House, I just want to let you know you the baddest money.
Hold it down,
I want to tell all my brothers. I want to tell all my brothers and sisters. We had a great time. We thank Dawg for the show. We thank you everybody for participating. This is all for entertainment purposes only. We thank you. We want to make sure everybody be safe, and we love you. We appreciate it, and nothing you can do about it. That's it, Dawg. It's in your hands.